locally known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit is presented by Quikrete, the Angie app, Bank of America, and Total Tech. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you on this beautiful summer day create your best home ever. So if you look around the house, if you look around the yard, if you're thinking about updating your deck or maybe sprucing up the patio or planning a kitchen project for the fall, whatever's on your to-do list, we're here to help. So pick up the phone, give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT, or you can also post your questions to us at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you'd like to refresh your home with some new decor, but you're not sure if your budget is ready to handle the hit quite yet, we're going to share five ways that you can save lots of money decorating your home sweet home in today's smart spending tip in just a bit.
And much like the summer weather, the real estate market has been very hot this past year. And for first-time home buyers, that makes it even tougher to find an affordable house. We're going to share a new survey that lists the best and worst markets for first-time home buyers in just a bit.
And window screens are simple enough. I mean, they let fresh air into your house while keeping the pesky bugs out. But now there are new options in screening that does just that and a lot more.
But first, we want to hear what you are working on. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to share expert advice to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So let's get to it. Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sherry in Tennessee is on the line with a question about a dryer. What is going on at your Money Pit?
We have recently renovated our home, and we have noticed that with our dryer, and they'll be dry, and sometimes I have just left them in there, and I have to refluff them to get the wrinkles out or something. But when I go back to them, if it's been overnight, they're pretty damp, and I didn't know if that was more of a dryer issue, or maybe it's the way we have it hooked up. It's in the laundry room, which is offside the kitchen, and is accessed through a vent just through the main, the wall into the outside.
Right. So let me ask you a question about this. If you're standing at the dryer and the signal goes off signaling that the drying load is done, are the clothes damp then, or did they become more damp when they sit overnight?
They become more damp overnight.
I mean, this sounds like a condensation thing where you've got the dryers all warm and toasty from the clothes being dried, and perhaps then it's on like a cold wall or exposed to air conditioning or something, right, Tom?
Maybe. It's a really odd problem. I can't imagine what's causing it unless there is high humidity. Do you have any evidence of high humidity anywhere else in that area? Do you see condensation? Do you see any mold growth? Does it feel like humid and sort of the air is thick down there, or is it only in the dryer?
I've I've not really noticed it.
You have a steam dryer? Does it have a water line that's hooked up to it? Is it a newer dryer that has a steam setting?
No.
I can't imagine what's causing this, but for, like you say, Leslie, the humidity down there. And so I'm going to give you some general advice on dehumidifying that space.
Okay.
Which is, all that humidity starts in the outside of the house. It starts when you have gutters that are clogged. It starts when the soil around the house is really flat so you don't get any runoff, or the downspouts aren't directed at least 4, 5, 6 feet away from the foundation. Because when you have a lot of water that collects around the house like that, it shows up first in the way of high humidity, and much later if it continues in the form of flooding. So I would definitely look at the dampness issue and see if we can dry that space down there. You might want to try a portable dehumidifier for a while just to see if that has an effect on it. But even if you have that running, stopping the moisture from forming at the outside is usually the way that you get this under control.
Okay.
And it's something you can do yourself, too. It's not terribly expensive. You just have to understand why this is happening. We have a post on MoneyPit.com, it's almost always on the homepage because it's so popular, about how to stop a basement from flooding. Now, of course, you said you don't have a basement that's flooding, and I understand that, but the advice is exactly the same. And we lay out step by step what you need to do to reduce moisture accumulation around the foundation perimeter of your house. So why don't you take a look at that as well, Sherry, okay?
Thank you so much.
Tim from Michigan's on the line and needs to do some renovations to a second-story deck. What's going on?
I've got a home on the lake. Got a large screened-in porch. Above the screened-in porch is a deck for the master bedroom. The deck for the master bedroom flooring used to be outdoor carpet. We removed the outdoor carpet, tried to replace it with a marine vinyl, and it failed miserably. I'm looking for options on what would be a good surface for this upper deck.
Yeah, I mean, a second-story deck that's leaking is kind of tricky because I feel like at this point you've kind of exhausted some possibilities and you're kind of stuck with fiberglass as the last option, right?
Yeah, I think it really should be the first option and only option for this kind of an assembly, because with fiberglass, it's basically the deck is basically covered with fiberglass material, and the fiberglass goes up under the siding and over the saddle of the door that goes, in your case, to the bedroom. And it's kind of like what you would see in a bathtub or a shower pan. You know, it's absolutely impenetrable by water once it's done. But if you try to use any other type of material, like you talked about vinyl, that's just not going to cut it, because it's really a permanent installation where it goes under the siding, over the saddle, across the deck, and the water runs off it. And a lot of these fiberglass decking products have also an additive, sort of a grit that gives them some traction, because they can get slippery, especially if you happen to step out there in the winter time. So that's a really good thing to look for as well. But I think fiberglass is the solution here to your problem.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your do-it-yourself questions anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, are you getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor? Maybe you're not sure if your budget is ready to take that hit. Well, we're going to share 5 ways that you guys can save lots of money in decorating your home sweet home in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, after this.
Live in a money pit.
If you're a building or design pro, you probably know LL Flooring as the source for hardwood and wood look flooring, but you might not know what they've done to make your job easier. The new LL Flooring Pro website lets pro shop online with their exclusive pro pricing.
It also allows you to send a special referral code to your clients, so even if they're paying directly for their materials, they can benefit from your special pro rate, but only if you send them the code. There's also a ton of planning tools also to help pick the product, budget, and track the job, and you can even see store inventories live to plan your lead times.
And best of all, any pro who registers a new account or an existing pro who makes an online purchase between August 4th and August 10th will get a free $20 Domino's Pizza gift card. So visit LLflooring.com/pro and come hungry.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store. There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility, and sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today.
Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And as you look around your house on this beautiful summer day, is there a project that you'd like to get done or maybe a repair that's been kind of bugging you and you don't know how to approach it? Give us a call with those questions or post them to MoneyPit.com and we would be happy to help.
Reach out, let us know what you are working on because we are giving away a great set of products today that can help you with dozens of repairs around the house or even on the job site. We've got up for grabs the original Super Glue's Total Tech. Now, Total Tech is the perfect mix of a heavy-duty construction adhesive and an all-purpose sealant. Plus, it's paintable. You can check it out at Amazon or even in your local hardware store, or head on over to supergluecorp.com/Total Tech so you can check it out today.
We're giving away a package of 8 different Total Tech products worth $64. So give us a call right now with those home improvement questions or post them at moneypit.com.
Leah from California is on the line with a question about an AC Freon leak. What's going on, Leah?
My dad has a home, and he had paid a gentleman to replace his air conditioner / heating unit. So he has the one unit outside, and then there's the unit on the inside that has, like, the heating coil, I believe it is. Basically, the unit's been leaking Freon for the last 3 to 4 years, and the guy came and re-jacked it up 2 times, and it's the R22, so the bad time. We keep getting mixed information regarding how dangerous that Freon leak is and if it's something that he needs to be concerned with as far as having his ducting cleaned out or if just getting the machine repaired itself will be sufficient.
So this sounds like a split ductless system where you have a compressor outside and you have like an air handler mounted on the wall inside. I can tell you, Leah, that both Leslie and I have split ductless systems in our home. We think the technology is really good. It's really solid. Unfortunately, in your case or in your dad's case, it sounds like this refrigerant leak, the Freon leak, has not been actually identified. So we know it exists because you lose Freon, but we don't know why it exists or where it exists. And so the focus really should be here on finding that spot and testing the whole system for that leak, because if we can identify where it's leaking, then you can fix it. The solution is not to just keep putting more in it. And yes, it is an antiquated refrigerant, and it is changing now. I'm sure that continued exposure to it's not a good thing, although it's probably a fairly small amount. And in most cases, this stuff will evaporate out very slowly over time. So I don't think it's a huge exposure, but certainly any exposure is not good. And I think if you can focus on identifying the source of the leak and not just keep putting more in, then I think you get a chance of getting it fixed. You know, the fact that it's using Freon over a more modern refrigerant is not a problem. Most older systems do. And, yeah, we are changing over to better refrigerants now, but it's not a reason in and of itself to replace the entire system. If you can't identify the source of the leak, then you got to make a decision as to whether or not you do want to replace it, because I don't see any other sort of half measure that you could take. I hope that makes sense. Thanks so much for giving us a call at the Money Pit. Well, one of the most exciting things about owning a new home is decorating it. But if you rush into that decorating project and you buy some pricey furniture, you might be making some choices that you'll later regret. Instead, our advice is to think ahead and come up with a plan. We've got 5 ways that you can do just that in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, it's super exciting when you get a new space, even a new room, even a small space, whatever it is, you want to make it look great and you want to have some new stuff for it. But first of all, guys, spread out those expensive purchases. You're going to be buying a number of high-ticket items. Think about like a couch, a bed, a television, all of those things you want, but you don't need them all immediately. So make a list of the pieces that you're going to buy and then sort of prioritize the sort of need, want, have to have immediately, all of that, and then go from there. Next, you want to avoid trendy design choices because trendy things are generally going to go out of style, and sometimes they go out more quickly than they even sort of last as a trend. So don't plunk down a ton of money on that patterned couch. Think about truly whether you're going to like it 5 years from now. Another thing is if you're going to splurge, splurge on an essential. You know, classic pieces are really worth investing in, and you can always cover the trends with inexpensive home accents. That's a great way to bring in that color or that pattern or that sheen, whatever it is. Don't go and make the couch that crazy pattern. Go ahead and make the couch classic, but then put on a throw pillow that works to satisfy that trend. Also, decorate around a statement piece. If you've got an item that you love, let that piece anchor that room. Now, that could be a piece of art, a rug, a piece of furniture, whatever it is, make that the focal point and then design around it. And another great option, you've got a ton of stuff, you're moving from somewhere, you're redecorating a room from another spot, repurpose what you already have. I mean, it could be as simple as repainting a piece of furniture or taking something from one room and moving it into another. Sort of repurposing the stuff around the house, it's a great way to upcycle everything that you've got at home. Plus, it helps you save a ton of decorating dollars.
Yeah, great advice. And I've got one more tip that I swear can save you thousands. And it's simply this. If you're moving into a new home, wait at least 2 or 3 months before making big purchases or making big changes. Why? Well, one of two things is going to happen. You're either going to get used to the old decor and shift some of that existing furnishings around and discover maybe it's not so bad, or the desire to decorate is going to increase and you'll take on the project anyway. But I can guarantee you that a lot of folks will find that as they get used to the old place, that their plans for updating, their plans for change shift, and it almost always results in you saving lots of money.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Michael from California is on the line and is looking to do some gutter work himself. Let's find out if this is a good idea. What's going on?
I just had my roof replaced on my home, and now I'm looking at the rain gutters. Would it be a mistake for me to buy the rain gutter sections at Home Depot, the aluminum ones and the caulking and rivets and everything, and do this project myself? Or would I regret just not hiring a gutter company to come out and install the one-piece gutters? I talked to two companies, and it's quite expensive. I could save quite a bit of money if I just bought the stuff at Home Depot.
You know, I think that installing the gutters yourself, Michael, is definitely a do-it-yourself project. However, the one thing that you would not have that gutter companies do have is the ability to make those gutters seamless. You're going to have to use gutter sections and join them together, which can be done. You know, it can be effective. It's just a little sloppier maybe than just having it one piece. Like I have a garage that's 30 feet long because it's a garage shop, and they could basically roll out one 30-foot piece of gutter for that and not have any seams in the middle. So, look, you can do it yourself. You're definitely going to save some money. You're going to have to be very careful with your craftsmanship to make sure that everything's attached properly. I'll give you one tip on that. Don't use gutter spikes. There's a type of screw that you can replace that with. It's like a long lag bolt designed just for gutters. And this way, once you attach it, it won't fall out. And you want to make sure that they slope properly, because you're going to be putting these in sections. You're going to have to sort of plot out that slope, maybe by running a chalk line and snapping a line down the fascia to make sure you maintain the proper angle of these pieces as they get assembled. And then where they join together, you're going to have to use a sealant on all of those seams to make sure they don't leak. So you definitely can do it yourself. It will save you some money. It may not look as perfect as it would if a gutter company did it, but if they're charging you crazy prices, then maybe it's just not worth using a pro and you should go DIY.
Jim in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have hard water in my house, and every, I don't know, year about, I have to clean out my water heater to get the calcium deposits out. So my question is, first of all, is there a better tool than a shop vac with a piece of copper tubing taped to it? To get into the, you know, I take the bottom element out and I shove that in there and try to clean that calcium out. Is there a way to liquefy that so that I could wash it out, or is there a water heater on the market that provides access to that?
So how much calcium do you actually think you're getting out of this when you open it up?
Oh my, it gets to the point where it's almost to the bottom element.
I wonder if you could put a filtration system in before the water heater that will take some of that away. You know, the problem with calcium is not so much that it shortens the life of the water heater, it just acts as an insulator. And so if you have it, you have electric water heater?
It's electric, yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably not even affecting your efficiency much because it's just taking up room. See, if you have a gas water heater and the flame is underneath it, then it acts as an insulator, and the gas has to run longer to heat the water up. But because you have an electric water heater where the elements are embedded up higher in the unit, I don't think it has any effect on the efficiency.
Well, you know, how I found out about this was the element went bad.
Yeah.
The bottom element, and I took it out, you know, to replace it, and I couldn't hardly get it out. It was actually above the element at that point the first time.
Yeah, you know why? Because it probably, that might have shortened the life of the element because it basically held the heat into it, didn't allow it to cool like it normally does. So I could definitely see it shortening the life of it. Do you have any other type of filtration system on the well?
Just an inline filter that we put on. We had the water tested, and an ultraviolet light and an inline filter is all we have.
There's a there's an electronic device called Easy Water.
Okay.
That basically will help suspend those water particles, those mineral salts in the water, and kind of let it flush right through as opposed to collecting. And I like it because it's no salt involved. You know, it basically doesn't add to the salinity of the water. It does it electronically. It's at easywater.com. Take a look at it. They also have an extraordinarily good warranty. If you install it and you don't like it, they'll send you your money back.
All right, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call. Post your question anytime at moneypit.com, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, a new survey reveals the best and the worst markets for first-time home buyers. It turns out that four of the best markets to buy in are all in the same state. We're going to highlight those details next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the SimpleMat.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. at the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The Biden administration has stated that it would be sending, quote, strike force teams to private residences in order to question households on their vaccination status, as well as offer vaccinations. To be informed about your rights, visit pji.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
I thought, well, that makes a lot of sense. So it's on our shopping list. I'll have to let you know what happened.
You could have a new pet.
It's sad. You go outside and I see literally a pile of feathers.
Oh,
like it's a crime scene.
It's amazing. And they destroy those birds. It's so insane. Well, hopefully you can relocate that kitty and he won't cause any more troubles.
Absolutely.
Well, the real estate market has been very hot this past year, with 14% more people becoming first-time homeowners compared to the previous year. Now, with that in mind, the experts at the personal finance website WalletHub released its report on 2021's best and worst cities for first-time homebuyers.
Yeah, so to figure this out, they looked at 300 cities of varying sizes. Now, they looked at housing affordability numbers, property tax rates, and about 20 other factors, and here's what they found. So the list for the best cities for first-time home buyers starts with Chesapeake, Virginia, the number one position, then Gilbert, Arizona, Lincoln, Nebraska, Cape Coral, Florida, Boise, Idaho, Hampton, Virginia, Peoria, Arizona, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia, and Surprise, Arizona. Now, the surprise to me in looking at this list was four of the top ten are literally, in my view, in the same market. I mean, Chesapeake, Hampton, Virginia Beach, and Norfolk are all like adjoining areas in Virginia Beach. Yeah, like if you drew like a one-hour circle like around them, you would hit all four. And then so I said, let me take a look at Arizona. And sure enough, Gilbert and Peoria and Surprise, Arizona are also fairly close together. So if you look at this top 10, it's really five markets that are great places for first-time home buyers. But that is very contrary to what you find when we look at the worst cities for first-time home buyers, right, Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, there's a commonality here. First off, we're talking about Boston, Massachusetts. And then we've got Burbank, California, Glendale, Santa Barbara, San Mateo, Los Angeles, Santa Monica, San Francisco, Oakland, and Berkeley. What do those nine cities have in common?
Gee, I wonder.
They are all in California.
Stay out of California.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, talk about like a beautiful place to be, and the West Coast is lovely, but horrible for your first-time home buyers out there.
All right. Toledo, Ohio may be a better choice because Toledo has the most affordable housing. It's 19.1 times cheaper than Santa Barbara, California, which is the city, of course, with the least affordable housing. And then you look at Honolulu, lowest real estate tax rate, 0.29%, which is 12.9 times lower than Waterbury, Connecticut. However, New Orleans has the lowest home energy cost per month at $97 a month, which is 4.8 times lower than Honolulu. So in Honolulu, you get cheap taxes, but you're going to pay almost $500 a month in energy bills.
But it's also the most beautiful place ever, so I'll take it.
That's true. You definitely have that. So really interesting data there when you look at affordability. Such a crazy market right now. I know folks that have been asking me what I think about buying a house now, and I say wait.
Don't.
Wait it out, because these prices are definitely inflated. I think it's going to come down and settle out another 6 months to a year.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out. Let us know what you are working on. Ask us anything to do about home improvement, real estate, whatever it is. We are here to lend a hand at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Just ahead, window screens play a big role in improving your home's comfort during the milder months. Now, new options make them even more useful. We're going to share that update next.
Live in a body pit.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store. If you're a building or design pro, you probably know LL Flooring as a source for hardwood and wood look flooring, but you might not know what they've done to make your job easier. The new LL Flooring Pro website lets pros shop online with their exclusive pro pricing.
It also allows you to send a special referral code to your clients, so even if they're paying directly for their materials, they can benefit from your special pro rate, but only if you send them the code. There's also a ton of planning tools also to help pick the product, budget, and track the job. And you can even see store inventories live to plan your lead times.
And best of all, any pro who registers a new account or an existing pro who makes an online purchase between August 4th and August 10th will get a free $20 Domino's Pizza gift card. So visit llflooring.com/pro and come hungry.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's DeitchCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And whether you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a reno, we are going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
Whether you need a quick fix or a bigger repair, it's always helpful to have the right sealant on hand, and we're giving away one today that works on dozens of repairs around the house or even in your job site. I'm talking about the original Superglue's Total Tech. Now, it grabs instantly, it dries ridiculously fast, and it creates a 100% watertight seal, so it really is ideal for use in and around a pool, a sink, a bathtub, anywhere you've got some water. Now, check it out. You can look at their website, supergluecorp.com/totaltech. You can check it out on Amazon. You can even find it in a local hardware store. And we've got up for grabs a package with 8 different Total Tech products worth $64 going out to one lucky home improver drawn at random.
Give us a call with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Now we're heading to Arkansas with Butch on the line. What is going on at your Money Pit?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I've got some water that's coming into my garage, and we bought this house about 4 years ago.
And this wasn't a planned water feature, huh?
No, no, unfortunately not. In fact, I did two things wrong. I added a parking pad to the double wide driveway and ruined the sprinkler system in the process, but that's not where the water's coming from. But I think it's my uphill neighbor's, you know, flows down, and I think right. The water is coming down from some of that, and then it's a little bit of it's getting into the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure with all that now parking area, if I don't know that I can divert it, but I didn't know if they made something like a weather strip for the garage floor door that you could glue down just to keep it from coming in.
Yeah.
It's not a lot,
so,
but yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there are those products. There are kind of like saddles for the garage floor and for the bottom of the door, but they're not made to hold back much water. If you've got a steady stream that's coming downhill or running down the driveway, the only way to really permanently deal with that is to put in a driveway drain or a curtain drain. Basically, it's sort of like a narrow trough that gets cut into the driveway all across the front apron of the garage. And the idea is that the water falls into that, collects, and then runs out the end. You pitch them, and you can hook up drains to them depending on how the yard is basically set up. But you got to move the water from in front of the garage to behind it so it doesn't go through the garage on its way to dissipation, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and the problem is it's coming down almost parallel to the garage door, but obviously a little bit, and in a heavy rain, we'll get a 3 or 4 foot puddle in the middle of the garage.
Yeah, that's not good. Well, here's what you want to do is put in a drain across the front of the garage, and also if it's coming sort of pointing towards the side, you could put a curtain drain in there. There's a material for embedding in the soil called Easy Drain, which is kind of like a drain with aggregate sort of built into it. It's got like a foam, kind of looks like styrofoam peanuts that stick to the pipe, and it's surrounded by a filter cloth.
Yeah.
Right, so you drop it in place after you build your trench, and then that fills up and runs the water away. And then for the area right in front of that garage, again, that you would have to actually put an apron in for a curtain drain right in front of that apron, which is a different type of drainage sort of assembly. You'll have to order it. And then you drop it in place there, and you probably could have them both tied together so the water runs through one pipe and then discharge it wherever you can.
Right.
So depending on how your yard is set up there, get it down past where it's back into the car, into the garage, and then let it out to daylight there.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Butch. Thanks for listening, and good luck with that project.
Sure. Bye now.
Well, window screens are about as low-tech as it gets. But window screens do play a big role in improving your home's comfort during the milder months. They're going to let you open your windows, get that fresh air into the house, all the while keeping out those pesky bugs and insects from getting inside.
Yeah, and most of us don't pay a lot of attention to our window screens until they fail or they begin to look worn and tattered. And if that sounds like your house, we've got some ideas that can help. Now, first, we should note that window screens have changed a lot since we were kids. I remember them always have made a very stiff, strong metal. But today, most of the stock window screens are soft and fiberglass. So let's start there.
Yeah, now the fiberglass window screens, they're going to come in fine, standard, and heavy-duty grades. And each grade has a very different purpose. So the fine fiberglass window screen, that really is best to use if you just want to keep out a lot of small insects. Now, this type of window screen is often used in marshy and coastal areas where you've got gnats or sand flies, and those are a problem especially during summer months, and those are super-duper teeny. Now, standard fiberglass screen is the most common, and it's the least expensive type out there, and that's where you're going to find it in most homes around the U.S. It's reasonably durable for the cost, but it can break down quickly from UV rays when you've got a window in full sun, like on the south side of your house. And last, we've got the heavy-duty fiberglass option. It's typically used in larger windows where that screen needs to be strong, and it needs to cover a larger window opening.
Yeah, and keep in mind that fiberglass screens pop out easily. So if you grew up with screens that were metal and they were inside tracks and they were really sturdy, just keep in mind that the fiberglass screens are not. So you got to be careful around kids' rooms and pets where they could pop out of the window with just a little bit of pressure. Now, if you do want to have those heavy-duty metal screens, they are still available in aluminum, and they're rust-resistant. They don't sag, and they've usually got a protective coating that can withstand corrosion. And those are also really helpful in the coastal areas where sometimes all that moisture contains a lot of salt.
But here's one that I really like, and that's a pet screen. If you've got pets that scratch at your screens or you got young kids who can be rough on screens, pet screens are a great choice. Now, these are made of very heavy-duty vinyl-coated polyester, which is a lot stronger than regular screening material, and they also can tolerate some stretching and pressure strains without sagging. Now, we don't have pets, and we don't have young kids, but I still use this pet screening in my screen door last year because the regular screening, it's a full-size screen door, right? So it's full open. There's no reinforcement. And what would happen is, even though we were careful over the year, eventually the screening would sort of pull loose from the track. And so I switched it out to pet screening. It hasn't come out since. So good stuff, a little bit more expensive, but definitely worth it.
Oh, that's really smart. Now, there's a newer type out there, and it's called high visibility screening, and it's made of super duper duper fine fiber, and it makes it almost invisible. It is more costly, but it's worth it for the windows in your home that look out on your favorite views, because I'm telling you, you cannot see it. It's really amazing.
So lots of options to consider if your screens are ready for replacement.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus you've got the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Just ahead, if you've ever had to deal with an uneven concrete walkway that's causing a lot of people to trip, we're going to share an easy fix next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros,
see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Now, you can call your home improvement questions in, or you can also post them to MoneyPit.com. So whichever way you need help, reach out to us, and we will be here to help you get the job done.
Kelly reached out and says, my house has a concrete walk to the front door with a slight bump where one section has settled. The bump is 2 inches at most, and sometimes people miss knowing it's there and trip. I know I should have done something about it long before now, but what? Do I paint it, light it, add some sort of cement, turn it into a gentle slope? How do I fix this?
Yeah, you probably should have done something a lot sooner than this. You certainly don't want to have a trip hazard around your house. So what I think the best option to do is to actually add some sort of cement, as you put it. But you can't use any type of cement, because whenever you do a patch like this, when you're putting new product or new cement or new mortar on top of existing concrete, you have to choose a product that is specifically not designed for that. Otherwise, it just doesn't stick. And what happens is, if you live in an area where it gets below zero, it's going to come off really quickly. The first time it freezes, it will just pop off. And if you live in a warmer climate, it'll take a little bit longer, but guarantee it will not stick. So you want to use a product like QuickCrete has one that's called a polymer modified structural repair. Long name, it basically is a mortar mix that is designed to adhere to that old surface. And they're really good at that. This is a product, I think it's one of their best-selling repair products, just because it works so darn well. And you could use it to basically trowel out on that sidewalk and slope it so that you have, you know, a nice even slope wherever it drops like that. And if it drops some more, you may have to add more, and you can do that. So you definitely need to use a product designed to stick to the old concrete, and that is probably the best way to handle this.
All right. Next up, Tony says, every year or two, he takes the time to remove the bottom element on his water heater and suck out the calcium deposits. The first challenge I have, though, is to rig up a piece of copper to my shop vac and tape it to the heater to accomplish this. Is there a better tool out there for this task? P.S. I love your show.
I think you're probably working too hard. That internal drain valve should be more than sufficient for getting rid of the calcium deposits from your water heater. And by the way, the only thing that you gain by removing the calcium is a little bit more efficiency, because the calcium, if it is laying across the bottom of the tank, it can act as an insulator between the flame and the water, but it really has no effect on corrosion. That valve in your water heater has some threads on it, so you just thread on a garden hose and run it somewhere where the water can run out, and then open that valve and just let it drain, and that will do it. You don't have to make yourself any fancy tools or figure out a way to do this. We've got the technology. It's designed to do just that.
Now, is it true, Tom, if you've never drained the water tank, don't do it? Like, it's either do it all the time or just ignore it. What's the story with that?
I've never really ever drained my water heaters, and I also have never lived in places that had really hard water. If you did have an area where, let's say, you had well water and it was hard water, you know when you have it, right, because it doesn't get very soapy when you try to wash. I think I might do it once in a while, but I really don't feel like it's a necessary thing. And I'll tell you something else that's not necessary. That pressure relief valve that's on the side of the tank, sometimes people will tell you to open it and close it a few times to kind of flush out any mineral deposits that are in there. Big mistake, because I'm telling you, every 3 or 4 times you try to do that, it's going to get stuck open, and you'll never get it shut again, and you'll end up with a big plumbing repair.
Yeah, I mean, you've really got to fight the temptation to kind of mess around with the water heater. They do tend to run on their own. I know that's at least how I manage it at my house. But, you know, you want to be careful, because you want them to stick around and you want them to work.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and thank you so much for doing just that. We hope that we've been able to give you some tips and ideas to help improve the spaces that you'd like to work on around your house. Just a reminder that you can reach us with your questions 24/7 when you post them at MoneyPit.com or call them in to 1-888-MONEYPIT. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden letting the clock run out for a nationwide eviction moratorium.
It was a long-shot effort to prevent the more than 3.6 million Americans at risk of eviction from being forced from their homes. Biden announced Thursday that he would allow the moratorium to expire tonight. He was wary of challenging a Supreme Court ruling, signaling this would be the last deadline. Instead, calling on Congress to act. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi raced to respond, but could not quickly muster the votes. The Senate could try again today to extend the ban. Meanwhile, nearly $47 billion in federal housing aid to the states during the pandemic has been slow to make it into the hands of renters and landlords owed payments. I'm Julie Walker.
Senate was open for business this weekend, trying to finish writing an infrastructure bill. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he's prepared to keep everybody in Washington for as long as it takes to vote on the bill. Texas says no to masks.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed an executive order prohibiting mask mandates or COVID-19 vaccine requirements from government agencies and municipalities statewide. Abbott issued the order after the CDC recommended indoor mask mandates regardless of vaccination status. The Republican governor went on to reiterate his argument that the path forward relies on personal responsibility rather than government mandates. Patrick Frost reporting.
Parents and policymakers across the nation now plunged into a new debate, this one over whether or not face masks should be required when schools reopen in the fall. Now, U.S. health officials are recommending children mask up in school because of the Delta variant, and some states are likely to heed that guidance, but others are maybe leaving the decision up to parents to decide what's best for their kids. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Startup commercial electric vehicle maker Lordstown Motors says it received a $400 million investment from a private equity firm.
The struggling Ohio company says in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission that a New Jersey-based hedge fund has agreed to buy $400 million of its stock. Lordstown's operations have been under increasing scrutiny in recent months after the company said it had no firm orders for its vehicles. The company's CEO and chief financial officer then resigned.
Jeremy House reporting. Walmart says they're going to require all its workers at headquarters, as well as managers who travel within the U.S., to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by October 4th. And the big box retailer is also reversing its mask policy for employees, including vaccinated ones, who work in stores, clubs, distribution facilities, as well as warehouses. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Protests today in France over a virus pass.
Liberty was the slogan of the day at past protests across France. The marches drew estimates of more than 200,000 people around the country, more than 14,000 in Paris, where tensions flared in front of the Moulin Rouge nightclub. As some in the crowd hurled objects, police fired tear gas and a water cannon. They say three officers were injured, while at least one protester was seen bleeding from the head. With COVID-19 infections spiking in France and hospitalizations rising, lawmakers have passed a bill requiring a special pass in most places as of August 9th. The pass requires a vaccination or a quick negative test or proof of a recent recovery from COVID-19. Polls show a majority of French support the pass. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReadingColt45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If your roof's lost a leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete, the Angie app, Bank of America, and Total Tech. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You want to turn your house from money pit to castle. We're here to do just that. If you want some advice on how to make a repair or plan an improvement, we can help you with that too. Whatever's on your to-do list, you are welcome to slide it over to ours by reaching out with your home improvement questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can post your questions to us at moneypit.com, or you can call them in to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We're going to start off today's show with an important safety tip about the number one danger for young children. Every summer we hear this. It's the number one thing. It's drowning. And we hate reading this, and we hate hearing about it. It doesn't seem to change, but we're not going to give up. We're going to keep pressing with information on how to keep kids safe, especially from pool drownings. And today we're going to give you some tips on the system that you can put in place to help make sure that tragedy never strikes close to your home.
And we're just about halfway through the summer season, which means it's that time of year when millions of folks transform their garages and yards into a storefront. You know, you got to get rid of all the junk you don't want any longer somehow, right?
Yeah, it's actually even a National Garage Sale Day every year. I think it's the second Saturday of August. So it's a celebrated holiday for sure.
I'll send you a card, Tom. Well, whether you need to clear clutter or maybe you want to make a few bucks or both, we're going to have some tips to help your garage sale go smoothly.
And if you've ever tried to repair a cracked or deteriorated concrete sidewalk or a driveway or garage floor, you might have found that those repairs have to be made in the same spots over and over again. We're going to share a way to do those once and have them stick around for a while.
But first, the Money Pit is about you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, you're dealing with a repair, or you're dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
So give us a call with your home improvement questions. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Justin from Alexandria, Virginia is on the line, and he's a repeat caller to the Money Pit. So what's going on now?
Did we get it right last time, Justin?
Yeah, the last project turned out great. We abated all the asbestos. We put the flooring down in the basement, and now it leads up to the laundry room, which leads to our new problem.
Okay, what's next?
So after that asbestos is abated, there is no asbestos in our laundry room because they never put those old, 1970s tiles down. But they did decide to paint it 25 times. So there's a whole bunch of paint in this room, different layers of paint. It's not lead or anything. But because it's in the basement and it's in the laundry room and it flooded often or whatever, it's chipped everywhere. It looks terrible. And we've been trying to figure out something to do with the flooring in here to make it look nice. One idea was strip down all the paint and then try to do a new layer of maybe like an epoxy or something. Another idea was to put down another, like a thinner luxury vinyl plank so that it's more bendy because there is, in the center of the space, a drain that is meant to capture any overflow that ever might occur from the catastrophic event from either the sump pump or from the it's an old style laundry machine out where there's no 3-inch. It's like, they just have some pantyhose that lead into the sink and they call it a day.
Yeah. I think you're on the right track. I'd go with option B there, because I was thinking luxury vinyl plank when you said that, because it's 100% waterproof. Now, around this drain, I think what I would do there, because luxury vinyl plank can float on top of the old floor, right? And you can use some sort of a molding to trim the edge. What I would do where the drain is I would very carefully cut that drain circle out, and cut that hole out, and I would caulk underneath that with an adhesive sealant, something like Total Tech, which is made by super glue. I would seal around that drain so that piece is held down tight around the drain. And I think from there, you'll just be good to go. I don't think it's worth you trying to strip off all that old paint, Leslie. I think for a laundry room, a luxury vinyl plank is a good choice. What do you think?
That's definitely a great choice for a laundry room. It's super durable. Should you have any issues with water or leaking situations, that's going to stand up very well. And you've got so many choices, so you can really make it look as stylish or designed or as simple as you want.
Yeah, and it's inexpensive, so, you could change it in a few years and It'll be super easy to do.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were thinking about doing the vinyl plank because I didn't really want to deal with the stripping, especially since we're going to have kids in the house soon. And, just in general, using the stripping stuff, even if you're using like the Citra one or like Smart Strip or whatever those ones are called, they're less toxic, but you probably don't want them
in an
unventilated space for too long. Especially since you'd have to like power wash it or something at the end to get it out.
I don't think it's necessary, Justin. I think that's a great option for you.
All right. I'll keep that in mind then.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. And given that you're at the literally on the ground floor of your next home improvement project and you're expecting to fill the house up with kids, I think that you'll be calling us time and time again as the years go on, and we'll be glad to help.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Put us on speed dial.
Will do. Thanks so much.
Marty in Ohio needs some help cleaning some kitchen cabinets. Tell us about it.
I have maple kitchen cabinets, and above the hood area, it is very dirty from the fan and from cooking, and there's a residue on the cabinet. And I was wondering what type of product I could use to take off the grit that is on the cabinet without damaging the maple cabinet.
So, Margie, the area that you describe over, the cooking area above the hood, that's generally a very greasy spot in the kitchen under the best of circumstances. So I think your first step is to try to just clean it with some sort of, grease remover, like an orange cleaner or like, I always call it Goof Off, but I don't think that's the right name.
Yeah, no, I think that is one of the products, or a Murphy's Oil Soap.
Yeah. I mean, something that has a citrus in it that's going to help you break down all of that grease buildup would probably be your best place to start and see how you do. I mean, outside of that, if you're going to start messing with the sheen or the finish of that specific cabinet on its own, you're going to then have to work with the rest of the cabinets to sort of match up to that. So my first attempt would be really to scrub it, clean it, give it some good old elbow grease and see where you go.
You might want to take the doors off the hinges to do this work because it might be easier to work on them when they're on a flat surface like that. And then you can go back and do the frame around the door after you've sort of perfected your cleaning on the door first and put it all back together. And if that works, you know, this might be a situation where you just keep going, right? Because even though the rest of the cabinets aren't terribly dirty.
They're more dirty than you think, I bet.
Yeah, you only know sometimes when you start cleaning it up, right? Because that's when you see it get lifted off. You're like, oh, there's a whole new color under there.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Well, July is almost over, so you got one more month of summer projects. And how can we help? Well, give us a call and we'll help you out with whatever it is you are working on at 888-MONEY-PIT. And the Money Pit is presented by Angie. So Angie's List is now Angie. And now really is a great time to book that next home project. You can get started at Angie.com.
And up next, the number one danger for young children every summer is drowning. We'll have tips on a system you can put in place to help make sure that tragedy never strikes close to your home after this.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition: a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumble Stone from Pavestone.
For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And on the Money Pit podcast, we help you plan, save you money, and spare you from home improvement snafus. You can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Reach out to Team Money Pit. Let us know what you are working on. We're standing by 24/7, and we're also standing by to give away a great set of products today. They're going to help you with dozens of repairs around the house. We've got up for grabs the original Super Glues Total Tech. Now, Total Tech really is the perfect mix of a heavy-duty construction adhesive, but also an all-purpose sealant. It's going to grab instantly, it's going to dry really fast, and it's 100% watertight. So it's perfect if you've got a pool, a repair in a sink or a tub, plus you can paint it. Now, it's available at Amazon or even at your local hardware store, but you can learn more right now at supergluecorp.com/totaltech.
And we're giving away a package of 8 different Total Tech products worth $64 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and might be sending that package off to your house.
Judy in Missouri is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wondering if you had ever heard of, had a roof repair a few years ago and it's been leaking ever since. They used what they called TAM shield. It's a synthetic underlayment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's plastic. And they use that instead of felt paper.
Yeah, right. It's synthetic. And it's actually an upgrade to standard 15-pound felt paper. And it's actually better than using standard felt paper under a roof. The reason that your roof is leaking now is probably not because of the TAM shield. It's probably because of something that went wrong with the repair, but I don't think it would have been the underlayment, because that's actually pretty good stuff. How is it leaking, Judy? Tell me about the leak.
Well, we really don't know. It comes through in our bathroom, and we get up in the attic, and we can see drips, but they can't seem to pinpoint it. They've worked on it several times, and they just can't get it to go away.
All right. Usually, if your roof is leaking above your bathroom, there's a pipe that goes through the ceiling right there and up through the roof, and it's the plumbing vent pipe. And right around that vent pipe, there's like a rubber boot that seals that pipe between the pipe and the roof itself, and then there's flashing that goes around that. That's the most common place for a roof leak, when you have it leak right above a bathroom. And a lot of times contractors will try to sort of tar that in place, but that's a bad idea. What I would recommend is to take out the plumbing vent flashing, and you can do that easily by removing a few shingles in that area. Roof shingles are actually pretty easy to disassemble if you know kind of a trick of the trade. I like to do it with a flat bar that you can slip up under the roof shingle, find the nail, and sort of pry it from side to side, and it'll pop right out. And then you replace that plumbing vent flashing and put it back together again and make sure you put everything in the right order so the roofing lays on top of the flashing. That usually stops that leak.
But leave the vent pipe there?
Oh, yeah. The vent pipe is there for an important reason. You're going to start having problems flushing your toilet, and all your sinks are going to start to gurgle if you take that out. But replace the plumbing vent flashing there, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Judy. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, did you know that drowning is the number one cause of death for young children? Summertime means lots of time spent in and around a swimming pool, which can be dangerous if you don't have properly designed pool fencing.
Yeah, and one thing that's important to know about pool fences is that they're actually quite different than non-pool fences. A pool fence needs to be at least 4 feet high, and it has to be designed to be non-climbable. Now, with chain link fencing, for example, the mesh opening should be 1.25 inches or less, which is too small for a toddler to get a toe hold on. And with iron fencing, the spacing between those vertical bars should be no more than 4 inches, and the horizontal supports have to be mounted facing the pool so that you can't get, again, a foot in there and swing over the top, because the supports have to be at least 45 inches apart. So they're definitely designed a lot different than regular fencing.
Yeah, and you know what? The fencing is only as good as the gate, which tends to be the weakest link in all of that pool fencing. So the gate's got to be self-closing and self-latching, so they've got to slam shut if you accidentally leave them open. And the gate latches should be mounted at least 54 inches off the ground and have child-proof relief mechanisms. I mean, they've got to be tall enough where the littlest kids can't reach them. And I'm telling you, some of these gate latches are so complicated to open. I stand there as an adult person struggling, so I think it's good. You got to make sure it's hard to get in.
Absolutely. Now, baby fencing, which can be a secondary fence installed closer to the pools, it's also an option for homes where the fence encloses the yard, but not necessarily the pool. Just keep in mind that baby fencing may keep young children out of harm's way, but it does not work for toddlers that can climb. And if you've ever raised a toddler, you know that they learn these skills, like, so fast. They couldn't climb one day, and all of a sudden, they're, like, rappelling down sides of buildings the next. I mean, it's crazy. They're so quick at this stuff, how they change. So you really need to keep an eye on stuff and just add another layer of protection to your scheme around the pool, and this is going to really help keep everybody safe.
Courtney in Texas is on the line with a very stinky question at her money pit. What is going on?
It's not an old house. We've just lived here just under a year, and the previous owner was a cigarette smoker, and so pretty much everything smelled like cigarette. So
yeah, it's
we
disgusting.
Replaced and painted, and we've done a lot of work on it. But I'm wondering if I need to just replace or clean out the ventilation system. That's one thing I haven't done yet.
Well, let's talk about this. So, are we talking about every room in the house here, or are you focused on one particular room?
It was every room in the house.
And do you have carpet in the house?
It's been replaced.
Carpet's been replaced. When you replaced the carpet, you had, what, hardwood floors or you had plywood floors underneath?
It was plywood.
Did you paint them? Did you paint them with a sealer?
No.
So one of the things that we generally recommend is, because cigarette smoke is so pervasive and it gets into everything, if you do have to replace the carpet, which you did. Unfortunately, you didn't seal the floors at the same time, which would have been obviously the easy time to do that.
Right.
And the reason we say that is because sometimes those floors will basically absorb all that odor, and then they can just let it go back up, you know, through the carpet. The carpet isn't going to stop it. So we always recommend sealing that with primer, you know, good quality priming paint, which seals it in. It's kind of the same thing that happens if you use a restoration company after a fire and you get smoke damage, because the smoke gets into everything.
Yeah.
What they do is they clean it and then they seal it with the proper type of smoke sealing paint, and then that helps to control it. The other thing is any other soft material, so furnishings, blinds, drapes, anything of that nature that's still around, you need to clean or replace.
We've done that. We've done all the light fixtures, all the outlets, all the cabinets have been redone.
And what about the walls? Has the house been repainted on the interior?
Yes.
Did you prime it first or did you just paint over it?
I did prime the walls, yeah.
What do you think's left, Leslie? It sounds like she did most of this here.
I mean, it really does sound like it. The only thing I can think of is there, like, a drop tile ceiling that's like a soft, more porous material.
Is cleaning out the HVAC system, something?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we're not big fans of duct cleaning unless you're doing a lot of remodeling.
Okay.
And you get a lot of dust and stuff in it. I mean, I don't think it would hurt, but I don't think that's going to be the cause of your problem here.
Okay.
The filter system, though, in the HVAC system may be also a place to start. If you had a better quality filter system, that could help as well. So you have a forced air system, obviously. Do you have an electronic air cleaner, or is it a fiberglass cleaner? What kind of air cleaner do you have there, or filter?
I don't know what that means.
You need to find out what kind of filter you have. If it's a disposable filter, you should be changing it every 1 to 3 months, depending on the quality of the filter.
I do change that, but I don't know what type of material
okay.
it is.
Well, if you're changing it, it's not an electronic air cleaner. So there are better air cleaners on the market that do a much better job of scrubbing the air. They're called electronic air cleaners. You could look at one called the Trane, T-R-A-N-E, Clean Effects. And there's also one from April Air that's very effective. But these types of electronic air cleaners will scrub even virus-sized particles out of the air. And that might help, because I don't think if you have just the standard fiberglass filters, that's doing absolutely nothing to capture any of this residual odor that you're talking about. So I hope these couple of ideas help you. It sounds like you're kind of on your way. The only thing that you didn't do that I would have recommended would have been to paint those subfloors when you had the carpet up.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
All right. Good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Well, it's summer storm season. Lots of stuff going on around the country. So how can we help you keep your money pit in tip-top shape? Whatever it is, give us a call so we can lend a hand. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Still ahead, summer is always the best time of year to turn your trash into someone else's treasure. We're going to have tips for a great garage sale after this.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
heads. A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since
1965.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. Look around your house. Look around your yard. What projects do you want to get done either now, or is there a project you want to plan for the future? Fall home improvement season is not too far away and a great time to take on bigger projects. So whether you're doing a project now or dreaming about one to get done in the future, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Taylor in North Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a two-story house. I live in North Dakota, and I have a two-story house that it has a forced air system, and it's just not getting the cooling up to the second floor and the heating up to the second floor like I feel it should. I had a contractor come in, and they recommended a product to me that I was wondering if you guys had any knowledge on it. It's a product called AeroSeal, where they actually seal the ductwork from the inside, and they claim that it'll seal up the ductwork and give me more airflow.
Is this guy an AeroSeal dealer?
Correct.
Okay. So my only concern here is the reason that you're not having adequate heating and cooling on the second floor is due to a core error in the sizing of the system. And while duct systems can certainly be leaky, I doubt that that's your entire problem, Taylor. I think that there's an issue with the design here that's at the core of this. And while that's kind of a nice thing to do, and yeah, it'd probably help a little bit, I don't necessarily think that's the first thing I would do at all. I think you ought to talk to some other HVAC contractors, and really what they need to do is look at a heat loss calculation here and figure out how much air you're moving up there, making sure you have enough supply air going up there, making sure you have adequate return ducts, that nothing is blocked or disconnected.
This is the second company that came in. The first company actually recommended for me to talk to this company because he felt the same way, actually.
Well, why do they think that your duct system is so leaky that's causing this problem? I mean, certainly leaking ducts can contribute to it, but I really don't think it's the main cause here. I can't imagine it's so inefficient. Your ducts are so poorly put together that simply sealing them is going to solve this problem. You have a very significant issue with inadequate heating and cooling getting the second floor of the house. So I think is an issue of airflow, it's an issue of design, and you know, I would explore ways that can be improved. And if you can't easily improve it, then what you might want to think about is adding supplemental heating and cooling to the second floor, vis-a-vis, for example, a split ductless system, which could supply both warm air and cool air, depending on the design, the model that you get. But I don't think this is all about duct defects in terms of leaky ducts. I think this is a design defect that you have to just haven't nailed it yet. Okay, Taylor, does that make sense?
All right, sounds good.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, with the last blast of garage sale season ahead, it's a good time to clean out and clean up by selling what you don't need. Now, National Garage Sale Day, yes, there is such a thing, and it's the second Saturday in August, and it's a great time to dig into those cramped storage spaces, get organized, and make a profit in the process.
Yeah, so to get started, lightening your load is much easier when you have a system. So here's our system. As you go through belongings, you want to sort them into piles of things to keep, things to trash, and things to sell. Remember, if you don't use it, or you don't wear it often, or you forgot it even existed, it probably needs to go. So I think you have to get over your separation anxiety here a little bit with all your stuff and let it go.
Yeah, now here's a for real tip, you guys. Serious shoppers are going to come early, so be prepared with your best wares a few minutes before the start time that's listed in your ad. And you want to be careful about selling things that may have updated safety features like baby furniture or car seats. And furniture and housewares and kids' sporting equipment, those are going to sell fantastically. I even found that music instruments sold very well. Now, when it comes to pricing, don't be sentimental about your stuff and overprice it in the process. If you're unsure, go ahead, do a quick online research there. You know, check out the current value on a different bunch of, you know, reselling sites. But keep things realistic. Price things a quarter or a third of what you would expect they would cost brand new. And I'm telling you, you are going to see things go flying. And I am serious about the early bird stuff. We had a, you know, an estate sale when my grandma passed away. And holy moly, people slept outside overnight in their cars waiting.
Wow. Yeah, I guess those estate sales, like, that is the coup de grace for those shoppers, right? Because they figure there's going to be all kinds of great stuff there at estate sales.
You know, we kind of teased some of the things, and they were like, I heard there's a beaded lamp. And you're like, yeah. And they're like, I want it. And you're like, oh, should I not sell it? Jeez Louise.
Yeah, wow, I didn't know it was so valuable.
It's like, it gets exciting.
It's just junk. I haven't had it all these years. Well, listen, I think there's a lot of space to be made and money to be made at the same time if you take advantage of the garage sale season. So start thinking about it now.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Up next, you got a sidewalk, a driveway, or even a concrete floor that needs some patching? We're going to share the right way that you should be doing that project just once and have it really last after this.
You live in a money pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, call us with your questions right now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie.
Tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Well, whether you need a quick fix or a bigger repair, it's always helpful to have the right sealant on hand, and we're giving one away that works on dozens of repairs around the house. I'm talking about the original Super Glues Total Tech. Now, you can use it to repair any type of material indoors or out, and it works in all weather conditions, even underwater. It's going to grab instantly and create a 100% watertight seal, so it's great if you've got a repair around the pool or in a sink or in a tub. I mean, this is going to work everywhere.
You'll find it at Amazon or your local hardware store, or you can learn more at supergluecorp.com/Total Tech. We've got a package of 8 different Total Tech products going out to one listener worth $64. So make that you. Call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Lynn in Mississippi is on the line and is having an issue with a pear tree. What is going on that doesn't involve a partridge?
Hi. Yes, ma'am. I have a Bradford pear tree, but I think I made a mistake. I'm not sure, but I let it grow up right next to my house.
Okay.
My foundation is concrete, and the tree has now gotten probably, I'm guessing maybe 15 feet tall, and it's got like 3 trunks. It's very, very pretty, and it looks good, but now I've gotten concerned. My concrete foundation is pretty thick, but does Bradford pear trees have a tendency to try to grow up through concrete foundation?
You know, pear trees don't get that big to a point where they typically impact foundations, and if they did, you would probably see some evidence of that. So, you know, while it sounds big to you, pear trees, standard pear trees get to be like, 18 to 20 feet tall or so. And that's just not big enough to really do much foundation damage. So I think you can live with that for a while. Just keep an eye on it. I wouldn't tear that out.
That is wonderful news. Okay, what should I look for? I mean, can I go on the outside where it's right there close to the house? Is there something that I can look for that will kind of tell me it could be a problem before it actually starts buckling my concrete?
Actually, you would see it on the inside. If you saw any cracks forming in the concrete opposite where the pear tree is, that would be a good indicator of it. But boy, it takes an awful lot of force to do that, and trees are going, the roots are going to try to find the path of least resistance. So I just don't think it's very likely that you're going to see that. But I'd see it on the inside first, okay?
Thank you so very much. I'm going to leave it alone.
Well, repairing concrete that's become chipped or broken or deteriorated, like on steps or on your foundation or your driveway and sidewalks, is a pretty common home repair project, but unfortunately, it's also one that a lot of homeowners and even pros get wrong and end up doing over and over again. And here's why. It's really simple. They use the wrong repair material. You can't repair concrete with more concrete. You can't repair concrete with mortar mix because it just won't stick to the old surface. So as a result, 6 months or a year later, that patch falls out, and there you go. You got to do it all over again.
Yeah, if you really want to do this once and have that repair last, it's important that you choose a product that's designed specifically for structural repairs and one that's designed to stick to those old surfaces. Now, Quikrete, they're really good at this, and they make a product called Polymer Modified Structural Repair. And of all the Quikrete repair products, this is one that's the most versatile because it's strong, it's going to set fast, and most importantly, it has a high bond strength, which means it's going to stick like crazy to that old concrete surface that you're trying to fix. Yeah, now here's the deal. You can use this for horizontal, vertical, or even overhead concrete repairs, and it can be easily shaped to match the surface that you're repairing, and it sets in about 20 to 40 minutes.
But most importantly, when you make this repair once, it's totally done. Now, if you want to learn more about repairing concrete and the Polymer Modified Structural Repair product, go to Quikrete.com and be sure to check out the how-to videos. Quikrete, what America is made of.
Now we've got Peg from Rhode Island on the line with a question about a fiberglass shower insert. Let me guess, the tiles are like pink or green or something really dated.
Definitely green, yes, lime green. So right now I have a whole under the sea thing going on in there to try to accommodate that.
Holy moly. Well, you know, generally you're doing the right thing there when you try to decorate around the color scheme or make something
right
of it. But I get it. That color can become tiresome rather quickly. So short of retiling your bath, there are a couple of things you can do. You do have the option to paint tile, which it never lasts, in my opinion. It's something that's sort of just a temporary placeholder until you can actually redo that bath. But there are shower inserts that sort of surround the existing tile and can create a whole new bath and shower surround in, you know, a day.
Right. Actually, it's a fiberglass insert. It's not tile. It's a fiberglass insert that would need to be cut out. We actually did have one of those companies come out to put an insert. But because it's a fiberglass all one piece from probably 72 or 73, the
right
entire thing would have to be cut out. So mainly want to find, is that like refinishing spray worth the effort or cut it out and get rid of it?
So you're asking, can you re-glaze, so to speak, the fiberglass shower stall that you have right now? Or
right.
Okay.
Right. You see these companies for these resurfacing
right
sprays, whether or
right
not it's something it's even worth doing ourselves or hiring a professional, or get the saw and go to town.
Yeah, I hear you. I think that you're probably not going to be totally happy with that, because once that fiberglass surface starts to wear, unless it's made in the factory like it was the first time, it's never going to be as nice as it used to be.
Okay.
It's a pretty
okay
labor-intensive project as well. So I think if you do want to tear it out and do something else, you'd probably be better off doing that. I know it's a big
okay
job. It's a complete restoration, but, you know, there's just no shortcuts when you want to do something that's going to last you for the next, you know, 20, 30, 40 years.
Right. I don't mind the green shower myself. It's my husband minds it more than I do. With my beautiful tropical shower curtain, it looks great. White sink, white toilet, we're good. But,
cute,
you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, like Leslie said, you can decorate around it, too. There's always an
that's
option
what we've done. That's definitely what we've done. All right, so that was the main thing. Was it worth it to refinish it? And probably not.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is.
Whatever you are working on, the Money Pit is here to lend a hand. And the Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Up next, there's a popular household cleaner that's sending thousands of kids to the hospital. We're going to tell you what it is after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave.
We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where Scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you make your good home better. If you've got questions, reach out to us at 888 Money Pit or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Stacy reached out to Team Money Pit and she writes, I've been told recently by three roofing contractors that spray foam insulation on the bottom side of the roof will void a warranty on a number of shingle brands. I recently heard you recommend doing the foam for insulation. Which is correct?
You know, we've heard this too, and it's kind of silly on a number of levels. I feel like a lot of the roofing manufacturers have not updated their warranty language to reflect what a spray foamed attic is like. Because when you put spray foam on the underside of a roof sheathing, usually you're spray foaming the entire attic. And what that's doing is turning the attic into a conditioned space, which just ends up being a heck of a lot cooler than it ever was before. So in my view, it would probably make them last longer. The warranties talk about the need for ventilation and evacuation of moisture in attics, but that just doesn't happen with spray foam. And the second thing is that, as you may have heard me say before, I think a lot of roofing warranties, shingle warranties are garbage because they only cover the material itself. They don't cover labor, and they're only going to give you replacement costs. So if the roof's a 20-year roof and it fails at 10, they're going to give you half the cost of shingles for a new roof, but not the labor to tear the old ones off and put it back on. So I don't find that those warranties have a lot of value in them. If you're going to choose a roofing shingle, I would stick with the name brand manufacturer, and I think that that's probably your best assurance of getting a good quality product.
And Stacy, I would really just focus on finding the right roofing pro for your project, because somebody who's going to want their name to be held in good regard across the neighborhood is going to really work hard for you and do the right thing. So do your research, ask around, check references, and find the right pro for your job.
Well, we all know better than to leave medicine within reach of kids. But what about basic household cleaners? Well, it turns out they can be just as toxic. Leslie has tips on how to keep little ones clear of harmful cleaning products, including one that looks like candy and is causing way more harm than good. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, those liquid laundry packets, they are a very convenient way to get the detergent into the washing machine, but they can also be super dangerous. Now, young kids, they are attracted by that bright, colorful, squishy appearance, and they're going to look at that and think this is candy.
So you've got to consider this. There's about one call every 42 minutes to the U.S. Poison Control Center about a young child under six who's been exposed to the chemicals in laundry detergent packets. And a child under six is hospitalized every 42 hours after swallowing or otherwise coming into contact with a laundry detergent packet. And that's about four kids every week. And children who are younger than three, they account for the most laundry detergent packet exposures. Now, staying safe is not just a matter of keeping laundry packets out of kids' mouths. They shouldn't even be handled by the little ones. Those laundry packets, they're meant to dissolve quickly, especially when they come into moisture. You know, you throw them in the washer and they are dissolved instantly almost. So if a child's hand is warm and clammy, they're going to grab that packet and it's going to dissolve very quickly, and that's going to release those toxic chemicals onto their hands, and that can linger there. Whether or not the child puts that anywhere near their face at that moment, just holding it in their hand keeps those chemicals there, and then eventually the child's going to put their hand on their face and their eye and their mouth, and I mean, and that can cause trouble even hours later. So because of these risks, it's really important that you're very careful and you store these packets up and away from the kids.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we all need as much storage as we can possibly get, right? But if you feel like you've exhausted all the storage space in your home, we guarantee you there are places you hadn't thought of. We're going to share tips on all the nooks and crannies in the house where you can pick up additional storage on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Florida has seen its highest yet one-day total of new COVID-19 cases.
Federal health data show Florida recorded 21,683 new cases of COVID-19 Friday. That's the most confirmed in one day since the start of the pandemic. Only a day earlier, the figure was a little more than 17,000. Florida currently accounts for about a fifth of all new cases in the U.S., making it the new national epicenter for the virus. I'm Ben Thomas.
Just about now, the nationwide eviction moratorium set to expire. President Biden and his Democrat-controlled Congress showed no signs of reversing plans to allow that to happen. Meanwhile, hundreds of people packed the steps of the Texas Capitol Saturday at a protest rally marking the end of a four-day march in support of voting rights. And senators met in Washington, a rare Saturday session. They tried to make further progress on a roughly trillion-dollar infrastructure plan.
A bipartisan group of senators helped it clear one more hurdle yesterday and braced to see if support can hold. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the chamber should be able to process the legislation quickly given the bipartisan support. But Republican Senator John Cornyn said it's going to be a grind. The bipartisan plan is big, with $550 billion in new spending over 5 years beyond the typical highway and public works accounts. A draft circulating Capitol Hill indicated it could have more than 2,500 pages when finally introduced. I'm Julie Walker.
A shortage of ammunition in the U.S. having an impact on law enforcement agencies, people seeking personal protection, recreational shooters and hunters, and what ammo they do find has been a little bit pricier than normal. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Business travel starting to recover from the pandemic, but the road warriors are coming back much more slowly than vacation travelers.
That makes a big difference to airlines, which make as much as half of their revenue from business travel. Airline officials expect business travel to pick up noticeably after Labor Day, once more offices and schools are open. Business travelers are cautiously planning their return. Some experts think business trips might be fewer and more carefully selected, but last longer.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Other analysts believe the pandemic will lead to different kinds of travel, but not necessarily less, with fewer conferences and more chances for far-flung employees to get together on projects. Broadway theatergoers are going to need tickets, but they're also going to need to prove they've been vaccinated by an FDA or WHO authorized vaccine, and they'll be required to wear masks during performances. More news at townhall.com. Coronavirus relief programs starting to expire for millions of Americans.
Many of the protections put in place last March, including the eviction moratorium and sweetened unemployment benefits, are expiring. Others, such as a student loan freeze and enhanced food stamp benefits, are slated to follow in coming weeks. It appears unlikely that Congress or the White House will intervene to extend the programs, even as cases of the highly transmissible Delta variant surge. More than 50 million people living in the U.S. are behind on their rental payments and could face eviction. Patrick Foss reporting.
Canada's chief public health officer says the country could face a fourth wave of COVID-19 driven by the Delta variant by the end of the summer, if restrictions are eased too quickly and before enough people have been vaccinated. Dr. Teresa Tam warned that inoculations must rise further to avoid renewed strain on hospitals and the healthcare system. You can find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Chinese men began arriving in Shasta County during the Gold Rush in the early 1850s, resulting in the establishment of Chinatowns in the outskirts of almost every town. Chinese were very devout in their religious beliefs. Incense was continuously burned in each house. When a house was entered, prostrations and chanting were made on the floor. A Joss House was located at the Shasta Chinatown, but was considered plain compared to the Joss House at Weaverville. A favorite Chinese rheumatism cure was sold in Chinese stores. It consisted of placing a live rattlesnake in a gallon of meat and malt whiskey for several days. When a patient drank a full shot glass, pain supposedly ceased and comfort soon followed. Want more, Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Fox News Radio Studios in New York City. Information you want. Truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everyone. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're watching the January 6th hearing, seeing some brave officers talk about that horrific day. It was regretful all around. We'll discover that and discuss that. And Dana Perino is going to be with us shortly. We're kind of excited. We got this stage show. This will be the second time we're on stage, first time in Jacksonville. Brian and Dana will be September 25th, Paramount Theater in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Great station in Atlantic City. Well, New York City, WABC and WRCN listeners in particular, if you're in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Come on down. It'll be great. We call it Laughter Life and the Joy of Liberty. You get insights about her years of the Bush campaign, as well as coverage, the emergence of the five, as well as her incredible job she's done on election night, the surprise of 2016, and then the surprise of 2020 and everything that's happened since. And then you get her reflections of her great advice that she's given to so many people. It's like Everything's Going to Be Okay is the name of her best-selling book. And then I have five history books. I'm able to give you an idea why 1776 matters much more than 1619, including my newest one, The President and the Freedom Fighter, Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, and Their Quest to Save America's Soul. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Murder. I don't think there's another city in this country releasing people charged with murder back into the community on electronic monitoring. That should be a headline in this city, and it's not.
Yeah, there you go. Crime running wild, and now retired Senator Barbara Boxer, the latest random victim. What we can do to take back our cities. Here's a hint. Everything that Joe Biden is doing, do the opposite, which is nothing.
Number two.
The voluntary phase is over. We can keep doing those things. I'm not saying shut it down. I'm saying voluntary alone doesn't work. It's time for mandates because it's the only way to protect our people.
Right. Start giving people shots they don't want. What kind of country is this requiring the shot? More and more federal and state agencies and colleges are demanding employees get vaccinated. And what will affect your decision? Meanwhile, cases are up 144% over the last 2 weeks. But deaths are only up 7. With 275 total casualties in a nation this big, are we overreacting to this variant?
Number one.
DHS just quietly releasing a statement resuming a Trump-era policy about removing illegal migrant families, saying in the statement, quote, certain family units who are not able to be expelled under Title 42 will be placed in expedited removal proceedings.
Here we go. Acknowledging the anarchy. The Biden administration is acknowledging the border surge, the likes of which we have not seen in our lifetime in July, and has readopted an expedited removal process to begin to turn back illegal immigrant families as not only to our facilities, but they're being overrun. The number of COVID cases are exploding. This is a total self-inflicted problem. And the VP in charge, well, it's another epic fail for Kamala Harris. No other way to phrase it. No other way to describe it. We are watching what's happening January 6th. We see Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger has yet to speak, but we see Benny Thompson running through the process and hearing some brave officers. I mean, Republicans find themselves on the other side, not openly, but, you know, police being attacked by Republicans just doesn't happen. The defund the police, defame the police, that was pushed by Democrats. This is the world turns on its head. That's why a lot of people voted for impeachment and a lot of people so upset on January 6th. But the President Trump, remarkable resilience. He has gotten by far the number one most powerful Republican in the land still, despite being impeached twice, and he is a kingmaker, despite being impeached twice, and as much as he's responsible for the actual event on January 6th, I don't think there's a cell in his body that wanted to see the results happen of them storming the building and hurting people and getting impeached again, as well as being banned off all social media. There's no way he anticipated that, in my view. But back to the border. Here's how Griff Jenkins described what is now happening at the border, because we expect to go over 200,000 apprehensions and estimated 300,000 since President Biden took over of gotaways. Listen.
No notice or big fanfare about it. No explanation either. DHS just quietly releasing a statement resuming a Trump-era policy about removing illegal migrant families, saying in the statement, quote, certain family units who are not able to be expelled under Title 42 will be placed in expedited removal proceedings. The Biden-Harris administration is working to build a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system.
That's the report. But I imagine in any language, if you want to show that you're being persecuted, then you get to stay and you get a ticket to come back. 80% don't. You get a ticket to stay and come back. So if you go in and say, I just want a better life, you're out. That's what we're saying. But if you come in and say, yeah, if I go back, I'm going to be killed. Okay, you get to stay.
So I'm pretty sure people are going to be able to figure out how to beat that system. But it shows an acknowledgement that you can't tell people to wear a mask even if you're vaccinated indoors. You can't tell people I'm going to come and knock on your door and I'm going to make you get the shot or convince you to get the shot. At the same time, leave the border open from and let people come in from countries with single-digit vaccination results and come in here and say that you care about our welfare. Meanwhile, the other big story going on today is it looks like masks are going to be back. The CDC is going to urge masks for some vaccinated people in certain situations. That's the kind of vague thing you see Anthony Fauci go through in one of his vague interviews where he meanders around different policies that may or may not be the case. With me right now is Dana Perino. How do I know? I recognize her from television.
Hello.
And now you're on radio.
Hello.
So they took you off the last half hour watching lot of this testimony.
Yep, we took that live for the
Did you get a chance
statement.
To talk about the masks?
No, we did not.
So what is your take on this? In certain situations, wear a mask even if you're vaccinated?
So apparently at 3 o'clock today, they will make some sort of announcement. It could be as limited as suggestions of if you're vaccinated, wear a mask. If you're going to be in crowded places, if you live with somebody who has is immunocompromised, like that is a vulnerable person. So it could be that narrow, or it could be more widespread. I don't know. I think that it does show that, like, for example, we've been waiting for the FAA on whether they're going to rescind the mask mandate on aircraft, and I think that's not going to happen.
Well, you know, it's interesting that Congressman – I'm trying to think of the congressman that told me this. That they say the air in airplanes recycles every 3 minutes.
Yes, there's not been a case. I think this is true. I don't think there's been any cases of transmission on planes since the beginning.
So give up on that. So this is going to be devastating to bars because you just hired your bar staff. You want to get that bar crowd in. A lot of times, especially on weekends in Manhattan, which many people call home. And they're saying, okay, life's getting back now. If you're not seated,
well,
you
again,
wear a mask.
If it's just that if you are, you know, if it's that very limited scope that I mentioned, that it's only for people if you live in a household that has somebody that's immunocompromised, that probably won't have as big an impact. But in terms of like specifics, but I think you have a good point, right? Does it spook people, or do they just decide, you know what? I guess I'll just rather stay home tonight.
Which way most spread happens?
Yeah,
because people go back.
But remember, Brian, this is also just politically because I have to think things through. If you're from White House communications, on the 4th of July, President Biden had that big event at the White House thanking health responder. What were they called?
First responders?
Frontline health responders. Yeah. He had a big event for them. And one of the things he said basically in that speech on Independence Day was that he was declaring our independence from the pandemic. And I think that they realized that, one, they didn't meet their goal of 70% vaccinated by July 1st, which maybe would have helped stop some of this spread. But also, you know, when you're having to walk something like that back and you're already looking at the – we reported on that poll yesterday that 64% of the country 2 months ago was optimistic about the future of the country, and they lost 10 points in 2 months on that. I mean, that's a severe drop, and this is not going to help them. It won't help them at all.
What about the fact that the CDC and not many people who have been following this closely can get out of their heads the fact that emails have been uncovered and we are not all of them there that show they're totally taking their orders from the teachers union when it came to schools, cutting and pasting email and on recommendations from people who have no medical knowledge.
Well, this will be the next thing, Brian. So the question will be, so for some schools and universities are going to require vaccinations for in-person classes. Some school districts now will be asked to put children in masks, and that will be not popular with the parents. And I don't know, did you see that New York Post piece today about how many parents are deciding to try homeschooling?
No,
after
I didn't.
Going through the pandemic, it's very interesting. And homeschooling is not easy. I mean, that is a very difficult commitment, but it has been worth it for a lot of people that have undertaken that. And apparently it's growing as a practice all across the country.
Right, because you have some control, the control that you don't
and
have.
And that's just not just about masks. That's about critical race theory and all the rest.
Right. So we're watching that in January 6th. So we see some compelling
Some compelling testimony by the officers on that day, no doubt about it. I want you to hear what Liz Cheney, a little of what Liz Cheney's open remarks were. She's one of two Republicans on the panel she's questioning now, but here's a little of her opening remarks.
I have been a conservative Republican since 1984, when I first voted for Ronald Reagan. I've disagreed sharply on policy and politics with almost every Democratic member of this committee. But in the end, we are one nation under God. That is why our framers compelled each of us to swear a solemn oath to preserve and protect the Constitution.
I haven't heard from Madam Kinzinger, but that was roughly her remarks. What do you take about their, what do you take from their presence on this panel?
Well, I understand that there are some members of Congress on the Republican side that are asking Kevin McCarthy to punish in some way Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And I think from the two of them, they probably look at that and say, go ahead. Because at this point, they are not going to take a walk down from the principled stand that they say that they've taken. And I think this committee would have been stronger had there been more of a bipartisan nature to it. I think that there are questions that still remain to be answered about it. But there are 14 different investigations that are happening all at the same time on this issue. It's going to be very difficult to get to one conclusion on it. And the thing about Adam and Liz is that they do vote with Republicans. I think Adam Kinzinger voted with Trump 99% of the time. But on this issue, on January 6th, for them, they decided that was just a bridge too far for them. And you saw today that the Republicans had a press conference, Elise Stefanik, saying that Nancy Pelosi has a lot to answer for. Because why did she hold back security for the Capitol Hill police? Now, that's a question worth answering. Does this committee get to that? I don't know.
Does Liz Cheney ask those questions?
Maybe.
Let's see. That will be one way. Listen, when we come back, Dana Perino and I have something very exciting to announce together. 1-866-408-7669. At the bottom of the hour, can you believe this? The French warned us about the Wuhan lab as early as 2015. That's during the Daily Caller. That writer joins us live. Don't move.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
So sorry. We'll be right with you.
Who's got table six?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. Silversingles.com/radio.
This is Fox on Justice. More than a year after then-President Trump took part in a controversial photo op outside of burned St. John's Church in Lafayette Park, federal judge Dabney Friedrich tossed a lawsuit that pointed the finger at the former commander-in-chief. The American Civil Liberties Union, Black Lives Matter, and other groups sued, arguing Trump, then-Attorney General Bill Barr, and others ordered law enforcement to physically remove protesters so the photo op could take place. On June 9th, the Inspector General for the Department of the Interior found that narrative to be false and that protesters were cleared so a protective fence could later be installed. The judge's dismissal comes just weeks after the Biden Justice Department moved to dismiss the lawsuit. DOJ claims Trump can't be sued because he was president at the time of the incident. Judge Friedrich, a Trump appointee, did allow the lawsuit to move forward against D.C. police. Her reasoning, the police department is not subject to federal immunity laws. In Washington, David Spunt, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of the division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Scarlett Johansson and Florence Pugh of Black Widow.
Scarlett, I want to start with you. Having been with this character a decade, what perspective or side of Natasha was most important for you to get to show?
I think it was really important to see Natasha off her game. You know, she's someone who up until this point has always been a part of a family of some sort, an organization of some sort, and part of a kind of bigger movement. And suddenly we find her in a place where she's like utterly alone.
And Florence, for you, when you first read Yelena, what trait or characteristic jumped out? And is that still what you liked most about her, or did it change from reading script day one to last day of filming?
I really loved how, despite all that she'd gone through, she never came out of that experience as weak or someone that you didn't enjoy hearing from. I really appreciated that everything that came out of her mouth was very honest.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Remember, 6 months ago, it was all about the cops are the problem. Mm-hmm. And the cops just took a step back and said, take my badge, and I'm going to retire, or I quit. And now every single one of these major cities is depleted. It's like breaking up with a girl and say, see how life is at like without me, and then watching her life spiral down.
That's never happened to you.
And also, you're supposed to ask permission before right. you use an analogy.
Yeah. Look, do you assume that when they break up with you, their life gets worse?
Yes, that's what I assume. I'm just saying.
Every guy thinks that way.
Right.
And it's not true.
It's not true.
Well, this is the problem. A little bit later, it got worse for me on The Five last night because Dana would later say that an analogy used later in the show is better than one I just displayed. Dana Perino here. Dana, in retrospect, do you regret saying my analogy was second best?
No. It was just facts. It was just facts. Huh. We take our analogies very seriously.
Right. And I do have to ask permission?
Yes, always.
So do I, though.
I mean, everyone has to ask permission.
Wow. But do you understand what I was trying to say?
Yes, I do.
And was I right?
I can't remember. What did you say? It's like you break up with a girl and then you watch her life spiral out of control and you feel bad for her.
We were told the cops are the problem, so they stood back. We broke up with them. And then they watch every city spiral. I still have to explain this to you
next day. No, I got it. I mean, I wasn't for defunding the police. I want more police.
Right.
You know what's so maddening to me is this whole thing of, like, they act like they didn't want to defund the police. We warned them. They defund the police. And now these cities, and including Biden himself, are asking the federal taxpayer to fill in the gaps for these cities with COVID relief funds or federal agents from the FBI to go to Baltimore to work on Baltimore's violent crime issue. That's not a federal issue. That should not be a federal taxpayer expense.
Permission to use an analogy. Yes.
That would be like.
It's like being an allowance. So every day, your parents give you allowance every day, and you say, well, how am I going to afford those shoes? I gave you an allowance. You could pay for it any way you want. This is what Joe Biden did. He gave everyone pandemic money. He says it's an emergency. We got to use it right away. People have no problem. They got to get back to work. They need rent relief. Okay, fine. They get the $1.9 trillion. There's so much left. He said, yeah, go use it for police.
Right.
Oh, really? Now you say use it for police, the emergency fund that we needed right away, had to pass on a party line vote?
Well, they also from the White House tried to say that it was Republicans who called for defunding the police.
Yeah.
Remember
Did that resonate with anybody?
No. In fact, it got three Pinocchios, which I could not for the life of me understand why it wasn't
four.
Or ten.
So, Dana, we had a chance to do something on stage in Jacksonville because you asked me, and I would love to do it. And I actually am lucky enough to have a house in Ponte Vedra Beach, so I was able to go there and then go and do an event with you on stage. We only actually saw each other at the event.
Yeah.
We did not see each other before or after, which I think is something.
You didn't invite me to your house, which is kind of rude.
Which is weird, really weird. I don't know why I did that in retrospect. So you and I are going to be doing something September 25th at the Paramount Theater in Asbury Park, New Jersey. We have named it, and I don't know if you approved of it through your people, Laughter, Life, and the Joy of Liberty, with your rich background in and out of politics, as well as your work on Fox, as well as your election coverage and your books. I don't even know why I'm there.
Are you kidding me? I'm looking at your books here, and I love the display. You are bringing history to so many people, and I think it's amazing how when you can look, anywhere I look, people are reading your books, and it's maybe some people haven't read, you know, since high school or college, some big nonfiction, and I think that your contribution is incredible, not to mention all that you do on Fox and Friends and here on Fox News Radio.
Wow, that was almost too nice. We're not used to that type of nice,
Erica. I don't know, yeah.
Erica.
It's like when I do something with Gutfeld, it's all just insults, and now it's just going to be like flattery.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to it. We had so much fun. We took questions from the audience.
Yeah.
We love meeting you all, and so we really hope that you come. Plus, Asbury Park is a great spot. That's a great place on Earth. You've not been, right?
No, I have not been there.
It's a good location.
You know that area well.
Yeah, I do know that area well. You're going to come to my neck of the woods, so I hope that people come and see us.
Right. So a couple of things. I think what happened is when I started doing the history books, I thought, well, if people like news, I hope they like history. I had no idea we'd be in a war on history. We are really in a war on history. So history has become news. Take down that statue. It's 1619. Really? No, it's 1776. It's critical race. No, America's not good. We just had a legendary sports reporter say that the American flag made me uncomfortable at the Tokyo Olympics. So those are the types of things I want to dive into.
Not only that, but what about your book about the Alamo?
Forget the Alamo is the book that's out now where they rip my book in that book.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, remember the Texas Democrats who just fled?
Yes.
And who was it that said, I think it was Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick who said, Texans don't run from a fight. Remember the Alamo.
Absolutely. And he actually volunteered to come in and we'll talk about it. Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, what happened after.
Sam Houston?
Yeah, well, Sam, by the way, yes, Sam Houston, the anniversary of his death was yesterday.
Oh.
He died at 70 years old.
R.I.P.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we can't feel sad. We can be glad we had him.
And that you wrote about him.
Right. So,
see
Dana, September 25th, BrianKilmeade.com or Ticketmaster.com.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of the 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Rose Byrne and Donald Gleason, who returned to the world of Peter Rabbit for part two, The Runaway. Now they've got this work with CG rabbits down.
I was pretty overwhelmed the first film, and this was so much easier, understanding it and all the different, just so many more heads of department that you're dealing with who are in doing, trying to do their job while you're trying to do your job. So it's just adjusting, and you just know each other better. You know, obviously Donald and I knew each other better, and the characters know each other better, and all of it.
Sometimes you're just acting with absolutely zero and trying to pretend that something's running all over you. And I think that was particularly hard for some of the stuff that Rose had to do, because you have to get serious with the rabbit sometimes, like do serious acting. With something that just isn't there.
Yeah, and then Rose, how much fun is it to have this franchise on your resume for the young fans in your life?
Oh, it's so lovely. You know, I dropped my boy at school yesterday, and I had all these kids come up to me and say, did you play in Peter Rabbit? I mean, what's better? I was dying. I was like, it was so cute.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender! America will get better! Keep hope alive! Keep hope alive!
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Two Boy Scouts that rescued a woman after major floods moved into their area makes today's Dean's List. 16-year-old Joseph Diener and 15-year-old Dominic Viet were out surveying the damage after a big storm brought heavy rainfall to their hometown of Columbia, Missouri. They were out with friends when they heard someone calling for help. A woman submerged in floodwaters was clinging to a basketball hoop. The young men sprung into action, grabbed the woman, and got her to solid ground. Assistant Fire Chief Jerry Jenkins says the two Boy Scouts were very heroic and not many people would know what to do. Their Scoutmaster Morgan Daly says they might get badges for their honorary actions since there is a big emphasis on being prepared in the Scouts. It's their motto, especially in emergency situations. Joseph and Dominic's families are all very proud of their boys, and the woman they rescued is expected to have a full recovery. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Information on the Delta variant from several states and other countries indicates that in rare occasions, some vaccinated people infected with the Delta variant after vaccination may be contagious and spread the virus to others. This new science is worrisome and unfortunately warrants an update to our recommendations.
What is she basing that on? What do you mean may, in certain circumstances, spread the virus? What does that even mean? The first column in the Washington Post today, it's moved down since the GDP came in at 6.5%. That became the top story. But today on the left-hand side, it was, what's the data to back up the CDC's claims that we got to mask up or do this or do that, vaccinated or unvaccinated? Washington Post columnist, Fox News contributor, Mark, best-selling author Mark Thiessen was ahead of the game. Yesterday, he went, 2 days ago, he went to town, did his own math to find out and to prove to all of you that had the patience to read his column that we are overreacting again to a variant that's going to be brought under control in the next couple of weeks. And it is under control now, and it's going to do almost no damage to anyone vaccinated. Mark Thiessen, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Brian.
Listen to that vague language. If I was being graded on that in college, I would be told to sit down and prepare next time.
It's remarkable. And the study, I think the study she's talking to was a study in India that was of like something like 200 people that were used the vaccine that isn't approved in the United States. And the study that was rejected in a peer review from a medical journal. So that is the basis on which the CDC is acting. I mean, she says so many stupid things. She said the other day that, you know, you're twice as likely to die. Children are twice as likely to die from COVID as they are from the seasonal flu. First of all, she doesn't know. CDC has no data showing that a single child under 18 has died of COVID-19 in this country. There are, under official data, 335 children under 18 who have a COVID diagnosis code in their record that died. Out of the 600,000 Americans who died of COVID in the past year. But the CDC has no idea whether COVID was caused their deaths or whether it was just incidental, whether they had a pre-existing condition. And they never even called the doctors to find out. In 30, how hard is it to call 335 doctors? So literally, the government has no official data to show that a single American child has died from COVID, yet she says, you're more twice as likely to die from COVID as you are from flu. That's just not true. So, I mean, your government is lying to you.
So you put in your – and I want to arm people because people are busy. They're kind enough to listen to the radio show, watch you on TV, and they want to say, well, this doesn't seem right. It seems so vague. But you went and did the math. And you said the data is clear. According to the CDC, as of July 19th, the grand total of 4,072 vaccinated Americans had been hospitalized with symptomatic breakthrough infections. One out of more than 161 million. So then you did some math, which I give you credit for. I don't like doing math.
Thank you.
But you knew how. That's a breakthrough hospitalization rate of 0.003%. Better still, you write, those hospitalized, only 849 died of COVID-19. That means the death rate from those breakthrough infections, 0.0005. But you weren't done. There's a higher percentage chance you'll get hit by a lightning strike. There's a higher percentage chance you'll die from the seasonal flu. And you say for vaccinated people, a much greater chance of dying from a hornet, wasp, or bee sting, dog attack, car crash, drowning, sunstroke, choking on food. But we eat, we walk in fields where bees might be, we walk around dogs on a regular basis, and we swim. All bad things could happen, including staying in the sun. Why do we have to? Why are we reacting like this?
And it's also that is also true, not just of dying, but of being hospitalized from COVID. Basically, what this means is if you're an otherwise healthy person and you've been vaccinated, your chances of dying or being hospitalized from COVID is close to zero, right? Vaccines have turned COVID-19 from a mortal threat into something that's a little more dangerous than a common cold. I mean, I interviewed on my podcast, What the Hell is Going On? I interviewed Marty McCary, who's a friend of both of ours. And he said, basically, if you're vaccinated, you're now living in a world where there's a seasonal virus, it's very mild, called COVID-19, that can give you some mild symptoms from season to season. Right now, there are already in our ecosystem, four seasonal coronaviruses have been circulating for decades, which make up about 25% of all common cold cases. because of the vaccines, COVID-19 is going to be the fifth. It's going to be circulating around, and people are going to get colds from it. They're going to get the sniffles. They are not going to die if they're vaccinated. So our battle has never been against the common cold. It's been against mass death. It's been against hospitals being overwhelmed. It's been against people dying these horrible deaths on ventilators. If you're vaccinated, that's no longer happening. And instead of Joe Biden running around saying you're stupid for not getting the vaccine, maybe he just ought to say that.
Yeah, he did.
Maybe you just ought to say,
yeah.
If you get the vaccine, COVID is like the common cold.
Absolutely.
It's more dangerous.
And no more, say, if you go to a restaurant or gym, you got to wear a mask. I mean, you don't understand the damage you're doing to people and businesses. You don't understand how many people are now believing what the CDC says and saying, I'm staying home. And now it's hard. One thing, they were having trouble staffing. Now they're having trouble getting people back in. Now they're going to have trouble getting people back out of their house. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who I think is a Just the Facts guy, he admits he's on the board of Pfizer. Who cares? He used to work with Obama and with Trump, has respect on both sides of the aisle. Listen to what he said about the guidance. Cut six.
I don't think that we're going to get enough bang for our buck by telling vaccinated people they have to wear masks at all times to make it worth our while. I think we're further into this Delta wave than we're picking up. I've been saying that for weeks. I think, you know, in another 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be through this. This new guidance will have a negligible impact on that. I think much more prudent guidance to people would be that if you're vaccinated, you're in a high prevalence area, you're in contact with the virus, you think you might have the virus because you have mild symptoms of it, be prudent, get tested, maybe wear a mask, especially if you're around a vulnerable person. That should be the bottom line guidance we give. CDC, I think, is having a challenge measuring this right now.
Listen, he would say it. He's been very candid. He's on CBS and NBC. He's never on with us. He doesn't get it. He doesn't understand where the CDC is coming from on this.
Yeah, so Scott's a good friend, and he's my colleague at the AEI, and he's my go-to guy.
Smart guy, right?
And he's absolutely smart guy, straight down the line, medical doctor, worked in the Trump administration. The reality is that they're fear-mongering with all this stuff. I mean, most people have common sense. You know that if you have an immunocompromised relative, that you're not going to that even if you're vaccinated, you're not going to, if there's a Delta variant going around, most people are going to put on a mask or take some precautions around them. People are not stupid, despite what Joe Biden thinks. And here's the other thing that Walensky said the other day, which absolutely driving me crazy. It's probably going to be my next column next week. She said the other day, this is the fear-mongering, we're just a few mutations away from a variant that can evade the vaccine, she said. She's very, very aware of that. That's just absolutely irresponsible. I asked Scott, I called Scott, and I said, is that true? And how long would it take you to produce, because he's on the board of Pfizer, how long would it take Pfizer or Moderna to produce a new vaccine targeted at a new variant? You know what he said? 90 days soup to nuts. What that means is the mRNA technology, which has been proven. And by the way, we've never had more safety data on a vaccine than this one, because literally 161 million people have taken it, and almost no, very few have had any side effects. This technology is safe. And what this means is that if a new variant comes out that can evade the vaccines, we can produce a new vaccine to detect it in a matter of 3 months. And have it out to the American people. We will never be at the kind of risk that we were in April and May and June of last year from the vaccine. We are never going to be defenseless against this, because this technology, which, by the way, came as a result of Operation Warp Speed and the Trump administration's efforts, is unbelievably historic and epic in its competency. This mRNA technology can be adapted by simply making a few changes in the code that goes into the vaccine, and any new variant that comes up, we can defeat. So this fear-mongering for the administration is just absolutely irresponsible.
By the way, we just had a bulletin. Capitol Police might arrest you for not wearing a mask.
Unbelievable.
Is this unbelievable? They won't arrest you for raiding a store or shooting somebody. You can't find them, right? But we're going to use – they need 170 cops in D.C. So they're going to split off some highly qualified officers to start arresting people vaccinated, not wearing a mask. So we're without data. We have reached an all-time low in terms of competence. This is a point of no return. I just want you to hear Tom Cotton yesterday talk about – he's just missing – we're missing stats. Cut eight.
I now understand, having heard those reports today, why the CDC has refused to provide data to the United States Senate in the last few days to justify their about-face on mask mandates. If it's true that they're using studies that are not thorough, that are not sufficiently scientific, to reimpose mask mandates on vaccinated individuals, it'll be a scandal of the first order. But, you know, these little petty dictators like Tony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC, just don't want to give up the power they've been given over the last year. They want to be able to still boss you around and tell you exactly what you can do, down to the most minute details of your life.
But
that's not going to happen in Arkansas.
It's not, but we're at. I'm susceptible. I'm not sure where you are, Mark, and you don't want me to find you. But I'm in New York, and I got a mayor and an egomaniacal governor like we've never seen in our lifetimes before, who spends most of his free time harassing women, evidently. So now I'm going to have to look at him, look at the CDC, and decide. I think I'm going to start locking down. I think I'm going to start with the curfews again. And we're going to be powerless.
You know what? You're not powerless, because the reality is, if you have had the vaccine, or if you have, and this is, we always forget this, if you have natural immunity from prior infection, which is millions and millions of Americans who don't need the vaccine because they already have it, because they have immunity from having gotten and defeated COVID, go about your life. The pandemic is over for you. Okay? And if you were not vaccinated, go get the vaccine so you can take back your life and then go back. Here's the biggest problem. I'm even less concerned about the masks than I am about what's coming in the fall with school, because the Delta variant is going to probably peak in September, at the end of August, early September, right? Just when schools are opening. And so all the teachers' unions are going to take this and use this as an excuse to not only force children to wear masks, but to say that we can't reopen the schools against children as young as 5 are vaccinated. There is no reason to vaccinate children that young. An unvaccinated child is at the same low risk as a vaccinated adult for getting the thing. And even if they did somehow get like asymptomatic COVID, yep. Teachers, if they're vaccinated, teachers are not at risk from their unvaccinated students because the vaccines are bulletproof. So the idea that there's any excuse for keeping schools closed in the fall is an atrocity.
And just for you listening out there, I know you're probably driving in a car or you have your AirPods in, walking around. If you want the stats to make your family feel better, to have a conversation with your teachers who go in front of the school board, just pick up Mark's column, The Washington Post. Look what Marty McCarthy wrote in The Wall Street Journal. Jot these numbers down, because people are going to challenge you on a daily basis. This is the constant conversation for the last year and a half. And know that those numbers are right. Mark, thanks for doing the hard work. You're really helping.
Take care. Be careful of lightning.
Yes, and bee stings. And a wasp. Thanks so much. Who will sacrifice their life to sting me, which I have to tip of the hat to them. 1-866-408-7669.
Honest commentary, unique opinions, no agenda. It's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart.
Now we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new frame?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Some amazing tidbits from our Fox News poll. First, 51% feel optimistic about the economy, down from 57% in 2019. Shifts in partisan views reflect the change in the presidency and explain the dip. Optimism among Republicans plummeted 59 points since President Trump left office, while optimism among Democrats more than doubled. It's up a smaller 37 points. Voters divide over the purpose of President Biden's various spending proposals. 44% believe they're meant to jumpstart the economy. 47% say transform the country with liberal social policies. Plus, more think socialism is a major threat to the country's stability. 49% say so, up from 39% 2 years ago. Biggest change is among independents, with a 17-point increase in the number saying socialism is a major threat. It's up 11 among Republicans and 4 among Democrats. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
This is House Call for Health. It started as a pilot program, but the Donor Network of Arizona is now tracking all donated organs with GPS.
So that we know where they are at any given time and can let the transplant center know, you know, how soon the organ is going to arrive.
TJ Garrity is the VP of Clinical Services for the organization.
We scan this barcode on the back of it here, and that ties it, as I said, ties it to the organ, and then we ship it off. And then we send along with it, we send instructions on how to mail it back to us, including an envelope. And so the transplant center, once they get this and they transplant the organ, they just drop this into the provided envelope and it comes back to us.
Nico Santos also works for the group.
There's roughly 108,000 people on the national organ waiting lists, and their second chance of life relies on getting the organ to their transplant center in a timely fashion.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Let me close with this. Back in 2009, during the so-called Great Recession, the president asked me to be in charge of managing that piece, then President Trump. Excuse me, Freudian slip. That was the last president. He caused, anyway, that was President Obama when I was vice president. Contractors don't have to tell us the total domestic content of their products. They just have to tell us that they hit the threshold. Nobody checking. Well, they got a new sheriff in town. We're going to be checking. Well, I'm serious. I am deadly earnest. Today, I'm directing the budget office to issue a rule to raise the amount of domestic content required to be considered made in America from 55% to 75%.
And to his credit, he knows that Trump had a great line, but Trump lived it from the 80s till today. If you read his books, Made in America, we started making things here again. Joe Biden jumped on that. He doesn't acknowledge it. He'd do a long way to bring the country together if he would. But he also made no sense yesterday a lot of the time because he made stuff up. Like, for example, what he did for a living in the past, like he's always done. He makes stuff up about what he did in college and graduated with honors at Syracuse when he actually got caught cheating in law school in Syracuse. He actually doesn't tell the truth about how his family was tragically wiped out by a driver. He said the guy had a liquid lunch. He didn't. And now yesterday he confuses Trump and Obama. And that's not a Freudian slip, by the way. So here he is, Joe Biden, saying, claiming he did something else before 48 years ago, before he got into politics. Cut 38.
And if we don't do drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I wish.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That's awesome. I got to.
Nobody could find that he drove an 18-wheeler. They said that he once drove a bus in the summer. So he also came out and couldn't. He said, I have three things. I ran for president. He never finished his line there. So sooner or later, people are going to have to admit that Joe Biden's in trouble. What he did is, and what George W. Bush did in the beginning, he hired people with a lot of experience, and you would think that they would be able to get things done. And they did when it came to the vaccination sites. Absolutely. Got it. But now the pandemic, which he was rated the highest, he is going to crater like you've never seen anyone crater before because of what they just decided to do with masks. Aaron, listening online in Georgia. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Brian. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. I'm going to say it quick. Of course you don't. But we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities and against the cosmic powers of this present darkness. Amen. Second of all.
Okay, I'm not really sure what that is. I'm not really sure what this means, but we'll move on. Rich writes me and says, Brian, I thought this was politically incorrect to call someone a moron as a slang term. If you get a chance, you might want to mention that on the air. And, Rich, I'm glad you brought me to that. Do you know that it was hard? It's not that great audio, but it was calling a moron. Nancy Pelosi, when asked about Kevin McCarthy's complaint about wearing a mask,
the mask mandate, Speaker Pelosi, any response to the backlash? Other response?
That's the purview of the Capitol physician, the official capacity mandate from him. I have nothing to say about that except we honor it.
Leader McCarthy says it's against the science.
Okay. Call them a moron. Yeah, it's politically incorrect. It's politically incorrect for Maxine Waters to use expletives to describe another fellow member of the House who is vaccinated and doesn't want to wear a mask, and he shouldn't. And it does go against the science. Even though she's got a lot of designer masks she felt bad putting away and she could take out now, there's a reason why the Senate doesn't do it. There's a reason why I'm not doing it inside workplace, because there is no danger.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. Call 800-715-9880. That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today. Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880. Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley and every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra.
The Senate worked a rare session Saturday on that huge infrastructure plan.
A group of senators helped it clear one more hurdle Friday and braced to see if support can hold up during the next few days of debate and efforts to amend it. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the chamber should be able to process the legislation quickly. Ken Lorman reporting.
Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer says Democrats are losing a lot of support around the country as they try to force through their radical left agenda.
When you're electing a Republican mayor in McAllen, Texas for the first time in 70 years, something is going on. When you're electing an ex-cop in a defund the police city as mayor, something is going on.
Emmer is running point for Republicans in the fight to regain the House majority. He talked with Salem Radio Network last week and says he's confident that GOP will do just that. In the 2022 midterms. The Justice Department released details of last year's massive SolarWinds cyber espionage campaign targeted by Russian hackers.
The Justice Department says 80% of the Microsoft email accounts in the four U.S. attorneys' offices in New York were breached in the attack, which went on from May through December of 2020. All told, 27 U.S. attorneys' offices across the country saw at least one employee email account compromised. Over that same time period, the SolarWinds campaign infiltrated dozens of private sector companies and think tanks, as well as at least 9 U.S. government agencies. The hack wasn't discovered until last December. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Parents and policymakers across the country plunged into a new debate over whether face covering should be optional or mandated when schools reopen. U.S. health officials recommending yes. Meanwhile, some states likely to heed the guidelines, others leaving the decision up to parents. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Belarus's president says he has Russia's backing.
Belarus's authoritarian president says he's prepared to invite Russian troops into the country if necessary to ensure security of both Belarus and Russia. But at the moment, he says there's absolutely no need to do that. President Alexander Lukashenko stressed Friday that he had dealt with last year's anti-government protests without involving other countries' armed forces. Russia and Belarus have close military and defense ties. Lukashenko faced months of protests triggered by his being announced the winner of a presidential vote last year that the opposition and the West saw as rigged. He responded to demonstrations with a massive violent crackdown on protesters. Keith Peters reporting.
A Moscow court has ordered Google to pay a $41,000 fine for refusing to store the personal data of Russian users on servers located in Russia. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Arkansas cracking down on slow left-lane drivers.
Drivers were able to sit in the left lane of multi-lane highways as long as they did not impede the flow of traffic. But Act 1090 has removed that provision and added four specific cases in which drivers may use the left lane. Drivers can only use the lane when overtaking or passing traffic, when a vehicle is exiting to the left, or when all other lanes are closed to traffic or deemed undrivable or unsafe. Corporal Justin Ricketts of the Arkansas State Police said, basically all vehicles will travel in the right lane on a multi-lane highway unless you're overtaking a vehicle to the left. Patrick Frost reporting.
On the talk show Sunday, ABC's This Week has Dr. Anthony Fauci. Face the Nation on CBS will welcome Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, while Fox News Sunday has Senator Susan Collins and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith.
Father Rinaldi's foundation is located in Shasta and is the remains of a Catholic church that was never built. Father Rinaldi was a Catholic priest who was sent to Shasta in 1855. He had big dreams, and he was determined to build a church that would surpass any other building in the Gold Country. Plans called for a basilica to have the walls of cut stone copied after the architecture of the great Italian Renaissance buildings. He began raising money through donations. The ground was broke for the basilica in 1856, and in 1857 the cornerstone was laid by Archbishop Joseph Alani of San Francisco. During that same year, the foundation was built. But soon after, Rinaldi was transferred to another church. The foundation is located at the corner of Crocker Alley and Red Bluff Street in Shasta. It's privately owned and is not part of the Shasta State Historic Park. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
News Radio Studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks so much for being with us all week long and filling out the week with us, too. We have a big hour. Admiral James Stravitis, former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, bringing us instant insight on China, the threat, and why we're not giving them any consequences for the hacks that we confirmed on them, as well as our dismount from Afghanistan and our willingness to lose. Jonah Goldberg wrote about it in the Dispatch, and he just said, listen, I'm not for staying there forever, but we had a sustaining force of 2,500 troops. There was a balance there. Taliban was at bay. They couldn't penetrate. Every day that we were the sitting government was there was another day they got surer footing. Bottom line, it was in our interest to stay. Why are we choosing to leave like this? We'll discuss all that and, of course, take your calls, 1-866-408-7669, as well as the developing stories. And we have a huge day yesterday to recap. Let's get started.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Sponsored by Fabric, the easiest way to get affordable life insurance. Learn how to protect your family against the unexpected at meetfabric.com/Brian.
Number three.
I think Nancy Pelosi's making a big mistake. She's going to insist that the socialist bill pass first. Good luck with that, and she's going to throw the bipartisan bill over and hold it hostage, and I hope Kevin McCarthy will hold the troops and say we're not going to play that game.
In the House, of course, that was Senator Lindsey Graham, who's for the bipartisan bill. Debate begins on that bill, the infrastructure bill, today in Washington on the Senate floor. And the diabolical moves being made behind the scenes for a massive lefty package, which will include social and green spending that Republicans bargained out of the first package. Question, knowing this, should the GOP even go along with the first package?
Number two.
Months after becoming the White House point person on the migrant crisis, Kamala Harris unveils a 5-point plan to combat root causes of illegal immigration. But the administration admits it won't deliver immediate results.
She emerges with a plan. Yes, the vice president, given the assignment to bring the border under control, has failed precipitously and spectacularly. Yesterday, she announced her plan and priorities, and it shows how out of touch and out of her depth she actually is. We will bring you the utter chaos and why a sense of hopelessness reigns supreme with ICE.
Number one.
The CDC recommends you wear a mask when you're in public and indoors. That's true for both the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Even if you've been fully vaccinated, you could have the Delta variant in your system and spread it to someone who isn't vaccinated.
Back to the future, a panicked administration efforts to explain the new mandates for the vaccinated and unvaccinated. I stand unpersuaded and unconvinced. Behind the scenes, the administration is confused and conflicted, and here's why. I mean, just look at the cover of the New York Post right now. Cover of the New York Post, okay? 161 million people are vaccinated. 5,601 are experiencing breakthroughs. Breakthroughs because that means you're vaccinated and somehow you got COVID-19. You're getting mild symptoms, not even a cold, or you're asymptomatic, which means no symptoms. 5,000 have been hospitalized out of 161 million. That's a percentage of 0.035%. Yes, 1,100 have died. The chances of that happening, 0.007%. And 74% of all those with breakthroughs who have been double vaccinated are over 65. But yet, you're saying, I cannot guarantee that school's going to open. Yet, you're saying, I can't guarantee lockdowns are not going to happen again. Yes, I am saying, with possession where the variant is prevalent, you should mask up, vaccinated or unvaccinated. Yes, I am recommending $100 to incentivize people to get a vaccine. Yes, I'm demanding that federal workers get paid for taking a day off, and every worker should get paid for taking a day off. Companies will be reimbursed. They are going to force the military to get it because there's nothing stopping the military from being forced to get it. What is going on here? They're acknowledging the war has changed. They are improving public understanding of breakthrough infections. Fine. The risk of severe disease or death is tenfold, but the numbers don't add up to that. I'm giving you an internal CDC document. Universal masking for source control and prevention, forget it. I am not doing that. Got the vaccine already, and for those who didn't that don't want to do it, you're the ones at risk, not me. If you have an underlying condition, you know it. You don't need me to say it. You don't need protection from me. Remember when Joe Biden said this?
The CDC announced that if you're fully vaccinated, you no longer have to wear a mask.
If they are vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are safe. If they are not vaccinated and they are not wearing a mask, they are not safe.
If, in fact, you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask.
Okay. That was then. So we go about our lives. We stand up our businesses. We get ready on Labor Day to welcome back most people to their offices. And then Joe Biden says, well, we got a variant, and we got to get over 60% double vaccinated. Okay, fine. But with natural immunity and the double vaccination and the best vaccines in the world, what are we worried about? Cut one.
The CDC recommends you wear a mask when you're in public and indoors, like work or in a grocery store. That's true for both the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Why? Because even if you've been fully vaccinated and protected from severe illness from COVID-19, you could have the Delta variant in your system and spread it to someone who isn't vaccinated. We need to wear a mask to protect each other and to stop the rapid spread of this virus as we work to get more people vaccinated.
Okay, here's the thing. What are you talking about? You just said something that makes it. I got vaccinated. Maybe you got vaccinated. I respect you if you didn't. And if you didn't, you're the one at risk. I'm not going to walk around trying to protect you because of a decision you made. I'm not judging you, but I'm not going to be affected by you. Are you kidding? The stats don't line up that our lifestyle should be altered at all. It protects us against it, and once in a while there's a breakthrough in a very small percentage of people, and you get mild symptoms or no symptoms. Let me live my life. Cut eight.
Last month, a study showed that over 99% of COVID-19 deaths have been among the unvaccinated. 99%. This is an American tragedy. People are dying and will die who don't have to die.
Okay, a couple of things. Who's dying? People getting hit by cars at a greater rate. People getting, sadly, are choking to death at a greater rate. Who is dying? Let's go to the front page of the New York Times. Every single day on the New York Times, they put in what's happening over the last 2 weeks. So let's look over the last 2 weeks. By the way, the women's soccer team is tied 1-1 with the Netherlands. They have their hands full. I'm not sure they even want to be on the podium and win the gold and have to be forced to listen to the national anthem anyway. New cases up 150%, so that's 71,000 cases. That's nothing compared to the height of the virus. Over the last 2 weeks, 321 deaths. We got 300 million people in this country. That's up 15%, of course, still low, but 15% of a number that low, it doesn't take much. If it doubled to 600, so all of a sudden be 100% up, people panicking. Look at the map. There's hot spots, which will be not hot spots in a short time. People are going to be motivated to get it or not. We have freedom of will, and I think these jobs, if you're in a private industry, you can do what you want, you can mandate what you want, you can weave in some testing. I get it. Dan Crenshaw, right on the money, cut 19.
Now, it defies common sense. They're not going to show us anything because, look, the vaccines are actually effective. I actually believe the FDA's data on this. Not only are they effective, but the FDA still stands by their assertion and their assessment of the data that says that the vaccines here in the United States are effective against transmission, including the Delta variant.
Yes, exactly.
So the CDC is in direct confrontation with the FDA. I believe the FDA on this one. I think they tend to be more risk averse, and so they tend to get the science a little bit more right more often. And I think the CDC has been politicized in this case, I think, from pressure from the administration.
Lastly, it links, and I've been linking this all week, and so have you. You're telling me I'm vaccinated, I'm safe, but for 99% of the people that are going to be hospitalized are unvaccinated, right? You're really looking out for me, right? I don't like it, but you're looking out for me. And you're upset at me, President Biden, because you thought I was smarter than that to get vaccinated. We've heard all the comments, but we have not heard you do anything at the border where people from around the world are flooding in, overwhelming Border Patrol, over a million people, many of which, logic tells you, stats reveal, have this virus. We've seen it. They're not being tested. They're not being given any PPE. They're not being isolated. We don't have the facilities for this. We don't have enough hotel rooms in the country for this. Then you whisper that I'm going to try to naturalize 8 million illegals through some weird reconciliation package. So that's going to be a further magnet. And yet you're looking out for me when it comes to American contagion, but you're not talking about the rest of the world coming across our border, which you're doing nothing to stop. Nothing to stop, even though we're in a pandemic. Congressman Mike Johnson this morning, Cut 29.
We're scratching our heads here on Capitol Hill. It's hard to believe that she wants to focus on things, as she said on her list, you know, economic issues and advance the rule of law, she says. She wants to combat violent crime in Central American countries. I mean, is this some sort of a joke? Of course, those are noble goals. But this administration has created those very crises here in the United States. It seems very much to us like this administration cares more about people who are not Americans than it does about those of us who are, and it is not a sustainable situation.
And they don't care, and I don't. It's a disconnect that I can't get my head around. 1-866-408-7669. Coming up next, Admiral James Stravitis. Our dismount from Afghanistan, our lack of consequences given and handed over to China for their persistent hacking and belligerence. We'll talk about that as well as his book, 2034, A Novel of the Next World War, in just a moment. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Colby's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, look, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessment. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Florida bride who donated a kidney to her husband's ex-wife makes today's Dean's List. Mylene had struggled with kidney disease. By the time she was admitted to the hospital, her kidneys were functioning at only 8%. Many in her family offered to donate a kidney, but none were a match until Debbie, the wife of Jim Strickland, her ex-husband, came along. Jim and Mylene have been divorced for nearly 2 decades, but they got along well as they raised their 2 kids, and Jim fell in love with Debbie. When she found out Mylene needed help, Debbie wanted to be that person. After months of testing and COVID delays, the transplant was set for 2 days after Jim and Debbie's wedding. Debbie says her marriage to Jim was the most amazing day of her life, but when she was able to donate a kidney to Mylene, that too was an amazing day. The women call themselves Kidney Sisters and are planning a big family trip to Georgia this summer. Thank you all for sharing your story. Here's to a happy, healthy year. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. With COVID restrictions dropping left and right, many are looking to get back to the activities they've missed over the last year and a half during the pandemic. One of those is concerts, but concerns about being in close quarters, standing shoulder to shoulder with other fans, may stop some. A preliminary study in Paris, though, says there's a minimal risk of contracting COVID at a concert if you're wearing a mask. They set up a test concert with the French band Indochine. 5,000 people took tests before attending and didn't practice social distancing during the show. There was also a control group of 2,500 who stayed home. The results? The concertgoers faced a 0.2% infection rate and the control group 0.15. To recap, though, it's a preliminary study and hasn't been in a medical journal peer review yet. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it. And see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Certainly what we're seeing on the ground in the last week is the Taliban making advances on district centers, challenging some provincial capitals. We've also seen these reports of atrocities committed by the Taliban in areas that it's taken over that are deeply troubling.
But can't be surprising. Every military expert said if we pull out entirely, there goes the neighborhood. But they left the neighborhood anyway. Airstrikes last week gave us some hope that they would quickly be able to adapt to the new shaped battlefield. Admiral James Stravitis joins us right now, author of the best-selling book 2034, a novel, but based on everything he knows about the next world war, really focusing on China. Admiral, do you really think the Secretary of State's surprised?
Boy, if he's surprised, he hasn't been paying attention, not only in Afghanistan, but to U.S. history. This sort of echoes Vietnam. It echoes the Soviet experiences there. Hey, the bottom line is very straightforward here. By pulling out, we have significantly reduced the chances of a democratic, human rights-respecting regime staying in power. But if we want them to stay in power, we better give them over-the-horizon air power, as you just said.
I love your contacts in just about every major department in Washington. And after the success of those airstrikes, the Taliban said, well, we violated the agreement. They violated the agreement by not having peace talks, which they were supposed to. Do you think in the Pentagon they could persuade somebody in the White House that that might be the best way to keep the Taliban frustrated and outside the major districts?
I sure hope so. And here we've got a very good Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, a contemporary of mine, former general, knows the region extremely well. Look, it's not just air power. We've got to provide air power. We've got to provide intelligence so they know what's coming, where the Taliban are moving. We've got to provide logistic support to get the, if you will, the beans and the bullets to the front lines for the Afghan troops. And we need to provide a modest level of financial resources. All that, Brian, can be done with our allies who are willing to do it. It's a pretty small cost, and it will keep the chances, at least, alive for the democratic regime to keep the Taliban out of power.
But I mean, I know he's your friend, but if you look at General Austin's track record, he allowed ISIS to metastasize. For some reason, Barack Obama was under the impression that they were the JV team and would not be much of a threat. He was there when everybody left Iraq and did not really say anything that I know of publicly about the danger of doing that. Is he really the right person to lead the Pentagon?
Well, at this moment, what we ought to focus on is his experience in Afghanistan. He commanded the 10th Mountain Division, the core troops that we sent to Afghanistan. He knows the players. He knows that country. I have not spoken with him specifically about the current situation, but knowing him and his background, I am very hopeful that he is pushing hard to maintain the support that I just mentioned.
You remember, Joe, in General Mattis's book, he talked about Vice President Biden coming into Iraq and Mattis trying to tell him about the reality on the ground if we left. Sadly, he was 100% right. Is that the Joe Biden you know, stubborn to a fault?
I think, like all of us, presidents have their specific experiences that shape their worldview. And I think Joe Biden has been quite clear, and I disagree with the president on this, in the idea that we ought to simply cut the cord and walk away from Afghanistan. But he's been consistent on that theme going back to when he was vice president and I was Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. Just because you're consistent doesn't mean you're right. And we'll know more over the next 12 to 18 months. Again, I'm firmly believe we could do all in our power to keep the democratic regime from allowing the Taliban to come in, crush the human rights we've built, massacre our friends and allies. And hey, one bright spot today, Brian, as you probably saw, the first group of these Afghan interpreters have landed on U.S. soil with their families. They're the leading edge of probably 15,000 who supported us in the country. We owe them a chance to get out. We also owe that country a chance to fight for its survival.
We do. I'm glad that they're out. I hope they're being rewarded, but sadly they're doing it because they have to run for their lives because the country's about to fall. That's the sad part of it. But, Jen, I got to tell you, yesterday I saw the Secretary of Defense, General Austin, wearing a huge mask and a shield outside. He's supposed to project strength. Admiral, please, what's going on there?
My guess is he's following the protocols of the nation in which he
outdoors?
Was landed. It's up to the nation that you're visiting to make those protocols. In terms of whether we ought to be wearing masks or not, I'll tell you what I'm focused on is vaccinations. And I'm heartened to see the Biden administration mandate vaccinations for the U.S. military. I got every shot known to man in my 37 years in the military. That's part of the deal. And I think the more people who get vaccinated, the better chances we have of getting through this.
And Admiral, it's pretty clear there's going to be no consequences for the hack that China bestowed on us that affected so many millions through Microsoft. We got people to condemn, but no action. Does that disturb you?
It does. And here I think we've made that leap against Russia. When we saw the SolarWinds hack, we're aggressively going after Russian actors at every level. Bitcoin is disappearing from bank accounts. Online presence of these groups that are effectively sponsored by the Russians are disappearing. That's offensive action. We need more of that China should pay a price for cyber interference.
He's one of the most knowledgeable military minds in the world, and he wrote a great book, 2034, a novel of the next world war. Admiral James Stavridis, thanks so much.
See you soon, Brian. Thanks.
Jonah Goldberg next on The War and Vaccines.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America is listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1992.
Today, we have closed the book on apartheid, and that chapter is finally closed.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it and didn't inhale.
It's sad to see the community that I grew up in go up in flames like this. It really is.
I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
Doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and enter. You. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Wade County, as we know it, especially from the Kendall area south, is never going to be the same. It is fundamentally destroyed.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Brett Baer's All-Star Panel.
The 2021 Conservative Political Action Conference was held in Dallas, Texas this weekend. Among the major topics of discussion, who will be the GOP candidate for president in 2024? The convention closed out on Sunday with an appearance from former President Donald Trump, who won the straw poll there overwhelmingly. Co-founder of The Dispatch and host of the Remnant podcast, Jonah Goldberg.
He's still, if not the front runner for 2024, he's the kingmaker in terms of having such outsized influence over primaries and, you know, in the midterms. So, I mean, he's an immensely powerful person within the GOP.
Wall Street Journal columnist Bill McGurn.
I personally don't think he's going to run again. I think that they all follow the Gingrich rule, which is to never say you're not going to run because then people stop paying attention to you. And I don't think he would want to risk a loss.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
America's divided between the majority of eligible people who are vaccinated and those who are not. And I understand that many of you in the majority are frustrated with the consequences of the failure of the minority to get vaccinated. But I want you to know that I'm going to continue to do everything I can to encourage the unvaccinated to get vaccinated.
Lives.
That includes addressing hesitancy and misinformation head on.
Wow, fantastic. What a president. By affecting our lives, you're drilling down and going back on what you said just 3-4 weeks ago, affecting almost everything we do again, putting our daily activities in the hands of mayors and governors who have proven almost wholly to be ill-equipped to do it. And guess what's happening today in New York City? The mayor will decide his new mask rules, which will affect every business and pedestrian, and ratchet up tension like you haven't seen before. Written about by Jonah Goldberg in The Dispatch. He's the editor-in-chief there, and he also wrote about Afghanistan. Jonah, can we tackle both topics?
I think we can. Good to see you, Brian, or hear you.
Jonah, I'm not as good a writer as you, but it's almost as if you wrote exactly what I was thinking. Trying to show patience, trying to show understanding, understood we have this is a once-in-a-generation, lifetime situation, but now this is a pivot point. They've gone too far.
Yeah, I mean, again, I was not pro-mask. I was not anti-mask. I tried to call each one as I saw it. I gave Cuomo the benefit of the doubt until it turned out that we learned that he lied to protect his book and his presidential ambitions, and then I got furious. But, like, I've tried really hard not to take a side on this and take each thing as it comes. And at this point, I've just lost faith. I've lost faith in Fauci and Rochelle Walensky and this administration and local officials in Washington. We're going back to a full mask regime this weekend, and there are, like, I don't know, I think there are 2 people in the hospital from COVID. I mean, yep. It's just not a big deal here. And the thing is that I would be open to putting the masks back on if the argument were persuasive. But first of all, the argument as they're giving it isn't persuasive. It just isn't. And second of all, they're not providing the data that would make anybody change their mind. And at this point, you can't be cutesy with this stuff. You got to put it all out there and let people spend 18 months going to school on all this stuff. Trust the American people with the data, with the information. And if you think that this is necessary, make the case. Because on the merits, as we know them right now, this is a terrible idea for the country. It is a terrible idea. And you can just feel the teachers' unions and some of these people itching to go back to remote schooling and lockdowns. And the way to pitch the vaccine is it's not a vaccine entirely about the disease or the virus. It's a vaccine against lockdown. It's a vaccine against going back to the nonsense that we had for the last 18 months. And I'm disappointed in people who won't get the vaccine, but I'm also disappointed in everybody else pretty much.
Right. Mark Thiessen already texted me. He doesn't like the numbers on the New York Post, but they're still strong. The New York Post has a cover with a bunch of little squares on it, and they're all empty, except for this tiny, tiny little dot in one square in the corner. And it says 161 million vax U.S. residents, 5,600 breakthrough cases, 1,141 died. So if you look at the 5,601, it's 0.007 chance that you're going to be hospitalized, and almost no chance you will die if you're vaccinated. And if you're unvaccinated, it is your risk. So I am not going to, you're not affecting me. And if I'm asymptomatic and carrying the virus, I might get a cold. I might even, the worst thing that happened, mild symptoms. Why are you telling me I can't stand at a bar? Why can't you tell me I can't go to school and I can't go to my workplace? I did this already.
Yeah, again, in a world without vaccines, I would have an entirely different attitude. But or even in a world where vaccines were hard to get. They're not hard to get anymore. People have been educated on this stuff. I mean, I think the FDA really should get rid of this stupid emergency authorization thing and just fully authorize it at this point. But, you know, the problem is with a lot of the vaccine hesitant people, every time it's like whack-a-mole. Every time you debunk or disprove their objection, they switch to another objection. And at that point, it's your problem. It's your hang-up. If you're determined not to take the vaccine, fine. You've been informed of the risks. We've already vaccinated most of the most vulnerable people anyway, so most of those vaccine-hesitant people won't die, right? So it's a less morally urgent anyway, because all the old-age homes, all the nursing homes, they've basically been vaccinated. So we're talking about younger people refusing to get vaccinated. I think it's a mistake. I think it's foolish. I think it's selfish. But that's their choice. And why I have to go back to this, you know, this crappy world that we've lived in for the last 18 months, because they won't do it. I just don't buy it. And the only other argument they have is about kids and the odds of a kid being dying from COVID are markedly less than. Adults dying from COVID, and it's basically like being struck by lightning for adults to be killed by COVID if they've been vaccinated. It's just all, it's fear mongering. And again, maybe they've got the data, but they keep giving these contradictory statements. Rachel Walensky says your odds of being a spreader if you've been vaccinated are something like 1,000% greater than what her own agency's published data says. And so I just don't have trust for these people anymore. And you can tell that the social engineer types want to be stay in control too much, which makes me distrust them even more.
Absolutely. And with kids especially, I don't know how old your daughter is now, but mine just went into college and is about to go into college. I'll have two into college, one graduated, and they both made it clear you can't come on campus unless you're vaccinated. And the other one, they're both playing sports. Number two is they spent a year and a half in masks, not going to school when they played a sport because they didn't want to contaminate the team and risk being out for 2 weeks in a six-week season. And now you are telling the kids left behind they're going back to masks, which means they don't use lockers, which means they don't have gym, which means they're not going to interact. Now, it's hard enough for high schoolers. But if you tell that to a 4 or 5-year-old, I had a child psychologist on yesterday, this beginning to affect them emotionally. For the junior high school kids with the acne and with the irritation they're getting, let alone the fact that nobody cleans these things, it's counterproductive. And then you have the head of the second biggest teachers union says, I'm not even guaranteeing school's going to be open in September in a country that vaccinated 6 out of every 10 people. You got to be kidding me.
Especially, and I want to go on a 3-state killing spree. I get so angry when the teachers unions come up because we have really low vaccination rates, comparatively speaking, for a lot of these urban education systems in this country. You know, and the teachers unions, they want a system to protect a handful or even a majority. Either way is damnable. They want to protect a bunch of teachers who refuse to get vaccinated by forcing kids to go to school remotely or to wear masks in school. It is so unbelievably selfish. And they go back and forth between saying we're going to follow the science versus we're going to do what's best for kids versus we're going to do what's best for our teachers. The teachers unions are such a pernicious force in this country. Teachers aren't. I think teachers are great, but the teachers unions care more about their own little slice of the pie than they care about kids, than they care about the public. And you know, you're right about the social costs about this. It's not just, you know, look, the death rate is terrible. And, you know, we've lost 600,000 people, more than that already. But, you know, when you add in all the statistical excess deaths from overdoses, from drinking, from the suicide, attempted suicide admissions in ERs, there's just enormous social costs to this. Plus, you can just – you can feel it in the air. Our politics are so ugly, in part because I think the pandemic has driven people a little nuts. Road rage incidents are way up. Unruly incidents by passengers on planes are way up. I think a big chunk of this crime stuff – yes, some of it has to do with the defund the police stuff and all that. But some of it has to do with locking up whole populations for a year and a half and then people going stir crazy. This has got to end.
No, I hear that and I understand it. I'm very curious why you never see a president say what you just said. I'm worried about the variant. I'm worried about what it could do. I'm worried about the unvaccinated, but I'm also worried about the suicide rate. I'm also worried about the overdoses. I'm also worried about crime and anger in the streets. And you don't all of a sudden you'd look at that person and say, that's a human being. So they say, I talked to a child psychologist today. They say it's wearing on the 4 and 5 year olds. What would stop him from saying, I talked to my grandchild. She's 7 years old and I see it's wearing on her. And I worry. So I go, whoa, wait a second. Now I see the whole picture. Now I see a human being up there instead of someone looking, I believe, for power and to condemn people when he used to be and give me $100 to get vaccinated. So that's going to solve the problem. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about originally was your column on Afghanistan. And essentially what I got from that is you say, the American people okay with just losing? Are you just okay? I just want to make sure. I'm checking with you. Are you guys okay with just pulling out? We lost 2 people in a year and a half. And we lose more, sadly, in training accidents in military bases than we've done in Afghanistan. They were holding the line, keeping the Taliban at bay, keeping an eye on the terrorists taking root there. Also having 7 military bases in between Russia and China, not usually a bad thing. And we just are leaving. Has anyone thought this through?
I don't think so. I mean, look. I understand fatigue with Afghanistan and all this stuff about the longest war, but there's a certain amount of dishonesty, or at least distortion going on when we call it the longest war. As you point out, we haven't been in a hot war in Afghanistan in a while. When you have no combat deaths for over a year, where all of the deaths, which are statistically very few, they're all tragic, but are from traffic, from car accidents and that kind of, and training accidents. That's not a hot war anymore. That's more like what we have in Korea or even in Germany or in the Sinai Peninsula, where we have been since the 1960s. And so the narrative, the story of America's longest war was more powerful and broke through more in both parties than the fact on the ground, which was that war kind of just petered out a while ago, and we are now in a base. We were in a holding operation, basically an overseas, counterterrorism operation, which had the added benefit of keeping us, in a really strategically valuable position, and also helping millions of Afghans claw their way back to a normal life. And I think if people had phrased it as we're losing, or we're surrendering, or we're giving up, maybe the poll numbers would have been a little different on all of this. But Donald Trump wanted to get out, and a whole bunch of people on the right endorsed that idea or didn't object to it. And then Biden obviously wanted to get out. So it made it bipartisan, and there's just not a lot of political capital in our advantage to fight for this. And I I don't like being there. It's not, the government there is corrupt. It's a terrible part of the world. But the country, I will be stunned if the Afghan government in Kabul doesn't fall to the Taliban. I'll be stunned if in a year we don't see, mass executions of one kind or another. We don't see women being sent back into the burqa, little girls being torn out of schools. And if we don't see, the place become, a terrorist safe haven again. And for what? I just don't – I mean, the Biden administration says that we should do that. We have to do this for grand strategic reasons. And I just don't see any of the strategy in it.
Yeah, well put. And no one's calling for a hot war, and no one's in it. Since 2014, we changed our posture like we just did in Iraq again. And we just know that Bob Gates said that for a reason. Joe Biden's been wrong about every national security issue in his entire lifetime. And it was his idea to pull all our troops out of Iraq. We had to go right back in there and create a new and fight a new enemy called ISIS. And now he says, I'm pulling everything out. The plan was in place. Oh, that's the plan that Donald Trump had that you liked. Really? Now he's hesitant to reverse a Trump plan? Wow. Where did that come from?
Yeah. No, look, I mean, I think it's the dead giveaway for me that this was not just done for weird domestic Democratic-based purposes, but also for just really dumb reasons, is when they announced that September 11th would be the day of the withdrawal, would be the final deadline for the withdrawal. That was the greatest unforced, unnecessary giveaway of a propaganda victory to an enemy I can recall in all of human history. I mean, just in terms of there was no reason for it,
yep.
But to say, oh, yeah, after 20 years, 20 years to the day after 9/11, we're going to admit you guys beat us is just dumb. I mean, that's what that sort of messaging is what inspired Osama bin Laden, is when the Soviets fell in Russia. That's what inspired him and inspired his followers to create Al-Qaeda. And again, I'm not saying we're going to get another Al-Qaeda out of this, but there was just simply no strategic, intellectual, realpolitik reason to say, okay, on 9/11, that's our official surrender date. They could have picked any other date. They chose that one because of some dumb theory about domestic politics, and it just shows you what was really driving things.
I understand. That's why you got to get the dispatch. I used to think it was for Steve Hayes, but now I think it's you, Jonah. I think you are the reason to get it. So you are a better selling point. You could tell him I said that. Thanks so much.
I will tell him you said that. Thanks, man. Have a good one.
Absolutely. 1-866-408-7669. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show. Your calls and emails are next.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis.
Because, man, do you need to know.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Services' newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling it?
She now needs next-day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me every Monday and Friday as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
President Biden, how did your meeting on DACA go?
It went very well. What I think we should include in the reconciliation bill the immigration proposal.
Do you believe this? So he just, this is how undisciplined or mentally deficient he is. For the second time, with a bipartisan infrastructure deal done, not under his leadership, but under his administration, you have the Republicans, Democrats getting together, signing off on $1.1 trillion, $560 billion fresh money. We don't know the details. You might be for it, against it. That's fine. But what makes people wonder is how in your face or tone deaf can you be? He said everything they negotiate out, they're going to negotiate it out, including tax increases. They're going to put in a reconciliation bill. Translated, that means all you need is every Democrat voting. They'll do it on a simple 51 votes, and they'll put all this green stuff in. They'll put anything financially related. They're going to try to put in the free daycare, free school lunches, free college. They're going to put in free elder care. They're going to get rid of student debt. They're going to do that. And they're going to try to get it through the parliamentarian. But they're also going to try to do voting infrastructure to nationalize elections. And they're going to try to legalize 8 million people and DACA kids who are now young adults. 8 million people. What do you think that does to the border? And what do you think it does to the people that put blood, sweat, and tears into the infrastructure bill that passed on a bipartisan level? It makes all the Republicans look like flat-out suckers because Nancy Pelosi made it worse by saying, I'm only going to sign on the bipartisan deal if the reconciliation deal is going to be right there to be signed next. So imagine everything, whatever you do, you sign a contract with the workplace. You work on everything from sick days to vacation days to benefits and pensions. And then as soon as you sign that, another person walks in with a contract that knocks it all out. And you go, what did I negotiate for? Well, that's not my problem. Because I decide. I'm the CEO. I hope that's a good analogy. I think it is. You'll let me know if you don't. Hey, I'll be on Laura Ingraham tonight. I'll be hosting at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Be on Gutfeld Show 2 following at 11 o'clock. Be part of the panel. And be on Dan Bongino over the weekend. I'm taping that on Saturday. On Friday, you'll see it on Saturday. Brian Kilmeade Show.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched at her ears real bad, and she shook her head so much, she wound up with cauliflower ears.
DINOVITE.com. Dynovite is nutrition.
When we first got the Dynovite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs Dynavite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
Dynavite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do. DINOVITE.com.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
After a Soviet arms buildup in Cuba, President John Kennedy addressed the American people with the world on the brink.
This sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change in the status quo, which cannot be accepted by this country if our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again by either friend or foe. The 1930s taught us a clear lesson. Aggressive conduct, if allowed to go unchecked and unchallenged, ultimately leads to war. This nation is opposed to war. We are also true to our word. Our unswerving objective, therefore, must be to prevent the use of these missiles against this or any other country, and to secure their withdrawal or elimination from the Western Hemisphere.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.